How you doing, man? I'm sorry I didn't get those grunts in there. Oh man. How you doing, man? Back from vacation? Why is it so dark? Is it this?
Has Chris been using
my
headphones?
My God, it makes so much light. Yes, they are quiet. I usually turn them back. Technically, she doesn't use your headphones. She has her own headphones.
Oh, man, it just gets me. Rock hard!
Did we just get two subs immediately?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it just gets me. Rock hard!
Taylor with 11 months.
They came for the intro.
Welcome back.
It ain't here.
Sam with 7 months. Let's kick off the new year, but he said it really hype like this. Let's kick off the new year! He said it like so.
Didn't feel like screaming.
I think that's how he said it.
No, I mean, you said it like you were screaming, but you didn't actually scream?
I think I did. It's pretty clear.
I don't think it...
No. Loud! Like that, see?
No.
I think that's it.
That's not even loud. That's actually very quiet.
What do you mean? I just screamed as loud as I possibly could.
That's not at all what happened.
Well, I can't get much louder, man. My throat will wreck.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You don't want to rip them vocal cords.
That's
they're
right.
They're your moneymakers.
That's what the ladies call
yeah.
them. Yep, the
moneymaker.
The money-making
vocal cords of...
But
Seth
hey, guys,
Charles
how you
Neiman.
Doing? We're back. It's 2019. We're Seth. We're Colby. Menace is raiding. Oh, my God. Look at this.
Ooh.
Menace, by the way, streamer now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Although his name is not Menace. Here's the thing. Okay, maybe you can give me some advice.
Mm-hmm.
The man's name is Me Nice. All right?
It's not, though.
Yeah, but his name is Me Nice 421. MENICE. I pronounced it Menace, okay? Because Me Nice is some type of weird, bad grammar, I'm from the Bronx, I can't type
don't
as
know
a child
why he has that,
thing.
Yeah.
It's not good, okay? Mm-hmm. Menace, technically, not spelled correctly. That's on me, some type of idiot, I can't read, I'm from Kansas type of thing.
It's easier to say.
It's easier to say for sure. It's caveman speak, definitely, all right? So yesterday I was like, because he streamed. It was essentially like his first time, okay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him how he was going to introduce himself on a stream, because, you know, I come on, I'm like, I'm Z-Swigs, welcome everybody, you know? I'm like, what's he going to say, you know? So I asked him, and he's like, I'm never going to say it, I'm just going to leave it ambiguous. So then I went to my iPhone, and I typed M-E-N, and then I held down on the I and selected one of those accent I's. And then I hit N, and then I held down on the E and selected one of those accent E's. Mm-hmm. And he pronounced it as Maniche. And I feel like from now on, we should call him Maniche.
Maniche.
That is, I mean, that is like, that's like some Spanish royalty or something, man.
That's better than Menace.
It is me, and I'm Maniche. And I am here to stream for you. Would you like me to put a rose in my mouth and dance the salsa? I am Maniche.
When you said rose in your mouth, I pictured you just eating a rose.
I would like to eat this rose. It
not
is
like, you know, what
high
you
high in
meant.
Fiber.
But...
delicious red rose, pink rose.
You sound
fine.
Like a character in Overwatch.
I don't know. Maniche is my name.
You sound like the Hondo motherfucker.
Hondo.
I think.
I drive a Hondo, by the way. I think you mean Hanzo, but
that
I actually
one,
like Hondo
that one.
Better.
Hondo.
I actually like
man,
Hondo.
Man, you're
better.
Hondo, bro.
Here's my first prediction for 2019, Sam. The Bears are going to win tonight! Yeah!
That's screaming.
That's quieter than what I did before.
That was the yelling.
Mm-hmm. Whatever, man. Whatever. Who are they playing? Bears.
I have no idea.
I feel like
a Dick Cheese team. I don't know.
That is my favorite kind of cheese.
The thickest of cheese.
It's so thick and sore.
Oh God. Jesus.
Hey, Loyal Ballin. How are you guys doing, too? It's good to see y'all. I'm glad you guys are here. Thanks for showing up. We're back. It's been 9 days since our last episode.
Please.
I feel like we've scooted, by the way. Do you notice this? Like, you're more over here, and there's, like, more space.
Oh, yeah. You sure?
Well, I mean, the camera is in the exact same place.
Can you pause? If they play in the Eagles.
But there you go. Oh, the Eagles?
They're real bad this season, though.
Nah, man, Nick Foles, he is going to take his team, and he is going to grab them by the
Bears
helmets.
Win.
And he
it's
is
in
going
Chicago.
To, he's going to lift them up, and they will win against the Bears, Maniche has predicted.
Maniche.
Ba-ba-ba. Maniche.
You know, notice Menace hasn't said a single word.
Does he not like Maniche?
Since he arrived. It's possible we've done this entire bit based off him,
mm-hmm.
and he wasn't even present for it.
That's definitely
possible. I don't think it's possible. I think it's very probable. It's what's happening. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's happening. Yeah. So, but yeah, hey guys, what's up? Hope you're doing well. Colby, we got it. You got a sneeze?
No.
What's happening with your face?
I was trying to distract you.
It worked.
Good.
I was very worried about your face for a second. I'm not falling for it again. Now you're going to have a stroke on the air, and I'm going to be like, he's just doing a face. He's really,
yeah, you might.
He's really committed to this.
I'm very enraged right now.
Dude. So, should we... Sam, that's the CIA. You're going to get the CIA on you, man. Watch out. You got to watch out. All right, he's crazy. Don't say things like that.
Yeah, he mad,
yeah,
man.
He'll tweet about you. Be careful. Let's talk about the structure of the show today.
Let's not do that.
No, let's do it, because I need to know what order to do things in for your personal health.
What order to do Maniche things needs to know in which order to talk
what
about.
Do okay. you want to know?
Here's what we got. We got gifts for us to open, okay?
Okay.
Because some gifts arrived after you'd already left vacation.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We also have to talk about your vacation.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it was a long vacation. I'm sure you have lots of stories.
I don't.
Okay, well, I'm going to conduct an interview because you do, and mm-hmm. I will get them out of you. All okay. right, so we got
Sounds
that.
Great.
Okay, we also got the whole intro, third show thing we got to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I got a video from last night from Pinella Snapchat again. Yeah. So we got that. So mm-hmm. And we also have to watch this trailer because Taylor is being paid by whatever motion picture company that made this trailer. She actually put it in chat. I didn't even read that. She said trailer first.
Let's go with that.
We also have to talk about the trailer.
Let's go with that first.
I think that should come after everything else.
Let's get it out of the way. Let's get it.
Okay. All right, Taylor. Right at the top of the show.
Unless Taylor leaves after this trailer.
Oh, do you think we need to watch it later so we keep her here?
Yeah, to retain as many viewers as we can. We need to watch it.
That may be, man. That may be.
Yeah.
That may be. Also,
we teased you.
I fixed the name thing, so now I don't have to do it. It's just going
to do what?
Like, it's going to have the ads in it and everything. I finally figured it out. You know what the problem was? I was exported 422 like a dummy.
What?
What type of moron am I?
I'm so confused.
The lower third with our names?
So every time we go back to the screen, it used to.
No, it used to show the names every time we go back.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now it shows our names every 20 minutes and the ad every 30.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Okay. See? Instead of it showing up over and over and over and over and over and over again. But remember, I couldn't figure out the chroma? Mm-hmm. And I couldn't figure out how you got to be transparent? Mm-hmm. No, it's because I was exporting in 422. Mm. Like some type of idiot.
I don't know what that means.
444 is the true color. It's the only one that has an alpha channel.
Oh.
You know, Apple True K 444.
Don't know that.
Well,
there's a loss.
How do I know more about you?
There is a.
But yet still do it wrong.
I don't know.
That doesn't make any
in
sense.
In After Effects, the export setting is called lossless.
Yeah.
With alpha channel.
Okay.
I clicked that.
So they just dumb it down for you at Adobe. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I probably should use that program. It sounds way easier.
No.
Because I'm a dummy.
No.
I like dumb things.
Don't. What do you use now?
Final Cut.
Yeah, fuck that.
It's the only thing I have.
No.
By the way,
if anything with keyframes,
yeah,
is gonna suck ass.
Yeah.
But not Final Cut. Final Cut's like
I use Final Cut
Satan's
if I need to do
keyframes. No.
My entire intro keyframes is Final Cut.
No.
So that's what
awful.
I use. That's what
you
I
can't
use.
Even see them. Can you see them?
Oh, if I'm on the frame that has a keyframe.
Yeah, see?
But I can't see like the splines or anything. No,
you need to be able to see it in my head. You have the keyframe to so you can quickly navigate.
It's like that Zach Galifianakis meme where all those trigonometry functions are floating in front of his head. That's mm-hmm. what I am when I'm editing a Final
Speaking
Cut
of which,
animation.
That is actually in Night School with Kevin Hart.
That actual meme.
He is dyslexic. He is dysmathic.
Like Zach Galifianakis.
He's in school. He has trouble processing numbers.
But that
numbers
meme's
and
older than that movie.
The things float in front of his face.
But that,
and then he's like, what do I do? Do I put it there? And he starts moving shit around.
Are you telling me that a
head.
Movie made a meme real life?
Yes.
Okay, the chat doesn't know this meme, which I can't believe that. Because if me and you know a meme, they should know a meme. We don't know memes. Gilly.
Are they asking Finacus. What we're talking about for the meme or the whole keyframing business?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I don't think
the keyframes, I don't ever want them to understand. You're better off not knowing. This is the meme I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This right here.
Except, see, that's him actually doing math. In Night School, it's the fact that he can't do math.
This is
trying to.
This is me every time I use Final Cut Pro. right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is me. It's like, ooh, I need to make this text move from here to here. This is my face every time. So,
speaking of which, keyframes involved in making that image.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Probably not in Final Cut, though, because that image probably is good. Not.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Final Cut's the worst.
Yeah, it is. It is. So, anywho. All right. Should we watch this trailer?
I mean, I guess. Taylor's getting all rowdy and...
She says she won't leave. She promises. Mm-hmm. She promised.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Let's get it out of the way, man.
Okay, let's just get it out of the way.
Let's
make Taylor happy and move on, okay? So this is a trailer that's 4 weeks old at this point, I think. It's called Us. It's the next one from the Key and Peele man. And,
the Jordan Peele man?
Yeah.
Jordan Banana Peele?
And it says that's me at the McDonald's. Oh, that got me. Okay, let's do it. Here we go.
You mean Menace?
Here we go,
Menace.
Okay, so first comment I have.
That's
right.
Him, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that's
him.
Not him.
That's him.
No, that's... This is one of my favorite memes. Okay? This picture right here.
Because
that is M'Baku.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
What?
From Black Panther. The guy with the furs. And that is Lupita Nyong'o, Black Panther's girlfriend in Black Panther. And all I see is Thanos snapping. And then it's like it didn't take but 5 minutes for M'Baku to steal Black Panther's girl. You know, because they didn't die, but Black Panther did. So he's
really?
Like, oh, we're going to head off to the country, lady. Get out of Wakanda. This place sucks. You know? Yeah, see, M'Baku stole Black Panther's girl, right?
Oh, my God.
Right. It's hilarious.
All right.
All right. Back to it.
That's a classic right there. I got five
on it. Messing with that ain't no weed. What does I got five on it mean?
It's about drugs.
It's not about drugs. It's a dope song. Don't do drugs.
Get in rhythm.
There you go.
Are you supposed to do this with your kids? Because I don't do this with my kid.
Also, they were way off rhythm there.
What?
I don't know if anyone noticed that. They were like,
This is a true story. Like, I was taking Aaron home last night, and we were listening to KFDI, the country station. Okay, I'm sure you listen to it quite often because your girlfriend loves country music, okay?
Uh-huh.
And Aaron goes, this song sucks. And I go, yeah, this song is not good. And he goes, I just really don't like country music. And I said, yeah, but it is a staple of Kansas to grow up listening to your parents listening to horrible country music that you don't like. That's
and
how
he
I
was just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Hog
yeah.
shirt, really, Dad?
Yeah, really, the hog. So I was like, so that's my parenting.
That's theirs.
Which one?
I think yours is better since it does not involve drugs.
Okay, all right, I'll take it.
Can't believe how big they've got.
Did you hear Gabe got a boat?
Daddy. He's kidding, right?
Is this another, like, white people are out to kill black people movie?
No idea. I've never seen this.
Jason.
It's another horror movie. I know that.
Jason?
Jason!
Where were you? I didn't know if you were lost.
All right, Sam.
Stick with me, and I'll keep you safe.
They got five on it.
It's doing that thing with the quiet, popular music, though.
There's a family in our driveway.
It's probably the neighbors.
But y'all scared of a family?
Hi, can I help you?
Zora, put your shoes on.
If you want to get crazy, we can get crazy.
I'm never watching this movie.
So, no, okay, so this is an actual horror movie.
Yes.
Just starring...
But the family, it's like Mirror People.
It's us.
The Mirror People, dude.
They look exactly like us. They think like us.
Okay.
They know where we are.
Dude, just kill yourself. That's what I do.
This guy looks cool, man.
I'm passing so hard.
They won't.
I mean, yes, this looks creepy as fuck.
I just die.
But it looks really good again.
As soon as I see those scissors pass, just end it. I'll beat myself with the bat.
Be careful.
I'm gonna pass on that.
That looked pretty
good. I'm gonna hard pass on that, man. That's not for me.
Seth would challenge himself and Gwen.
Dude, I ain't playing that. I ain't playing that. I ain't playing that, man. No. No, that ain't me. What's wrong with you?
I wanted full stranger.
That trailer's going to haunt me for the rest of my life.
That looked pretty good.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
No.
I'm more positive about movies nowadays, man.
It's not about the movie.
I went on this vacation.
Sure.
Movies are great now. Aquaman, top notch.
It's not about the quality of the movie. It's a great concept, okay? Mm-hmm. Acid nailed it. I'm scared. Not dealing with it.
Oh, yeah. Me either. I'm not seeing it because I'm scared, yeah. But
yeah, I didn't even see Get Out because I heard it was kind of scary.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Yeah, not watching
I haven't watched Split because
why you
got to
make scary movies?
I don't know.
Stop it.
I like to scare you, man.
Don't do that. Make a movie that isn't scary and I'll go see it. Why can't he make good movies that aren't scary? Don't we have enough good horror movies?
Yeah, but none with black people.
Let's make more movies about time travel.
None with African Americans, man.
I don't.
All the African American horror movies are real dumb. Apparently, that's why everyone's praising Jordan for these last two. I think.
I mean, that's kind of true. Actually,
I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
And then, like, also, black people have gotten a shaft in like every other horror movie starring white people.
I mean, aren't all the good horror movies just white people? Of course, it is white people getting slaughtered. I mean, to be fair.
That is fair.
Yeah. Like Saw, it's all white people, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really know. All I know is trailers, because I'm not seeing any of these movies. Ever. Not happening.
Strangers was all white people.
But they all died.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Especially Glenn Howerton.
Which is the only reason you watched that movie.
Got and he died so fast. In the face with a shotgun real hard.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I'm not watching any of those scary movies, so thanks. Thanks, Taylor, for terrifying all chat. I appreciate you. Okay?
Yeah, I don't like scary movies.
No. Mm-mm. No, not scary movies. Not for me. Hey, Taco. He said, what's up? What's up? How you doing? What's up?
That was what? Hey, Taco. Truck man. Truck Taco.
Truck man. That's balling hobo because he's still trying to sell his truck.
I also saw a food truck in Colorado. It said Eat My Taco was the name of the food truck.
Scary movie did it best. Black reporter. White folks getting murdered. Us black folks getting out of here. I mean, if there was a person who's like, I'm going to kill you with these scissors, it'd be like, not if I beat you. And I just jab myself in the neck. Done. Okay? I ain't getting tortured.
Not if I beat you to it.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm rational enough that if someone's like, I'm going to torture you for 3 days, and then you're going to be like, you know, I'm going to kill you, be like, my family could probably find me, you know, in 3 days. No. Not worth it.
No.
Just die. Just die. They can find my corpse. It's fine. Okay. Or not. Whatever. Be a mystery. Yeah. You know, end up on Netflix special. That'd mm-hmm. be cool. Mm-hmm. You know? That'd be great.
I'm looking at the ad, man.
Yeah, Ballin, if you still have your truck by the 2020, like that's just sad, right?
Yeah.
Right? That's just sad. So
yeah. And I still need to get on making his stupid like a stinger for his truck. I need the picture though.
We got a lot of things you need to do.
Oh, I know.
That one's low on the list. That one didn't even make it onto like
that one's top of the list for me.
No, that one didn't even make it to the to-do list.
No, it should be.
It's not even on the to-do list.
It really should be major priority.
Something above critical. Mm. Whatever the top priority is, it should be above that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, dude. So, no, I never gave Colby that. This is the first time I've seen Colby in 2 weeks. Like, the last time I saw Colby was a week from the last Thursday. That was the last time I saw Colby. So
week in 3 days.
That's 2 weeks for me. I could have died in that time, man. You don't know.
You could have.
Yeah.
I almost did.
Okay. Do you want to do gifts? Or you want to talk about vacation?
I don't care.
Which one you want, man?
I don't care.
You don't want your gifts?
Which one's going quicker?
A gifts will probably go quicker.
Let's do that one.
Okay. All right. Here's the note, man. Read the note. I've already read it. Okay? So you get to read it.
Out loud to people?
Well, I mean, they probably want to see it.
Hey, guys. Just want to let you know what to look out for.
See?
There are two boxes, this one
this
and
awkward.
One that has to be signed for.
Already
in this box.
Got that one like a week and a half ago.
There is something for each of you, something for both of you, and something for Chris, too. Merry Christmas, Jessica and Taylor, too.
Yeah, there you go, man.
Okay.
There you go. So this is, I think, from Jessica. Taylor just kind
of
tacked her name on there.
But
I think the liquor is from Taylor, mm-hmm. and then Jessica tacked her name on it.
Gotcha.
So I think it went.
Okay.
But I don't know. So these are the gifts for me and you. So one for you. One for me.
These are $250, right?
Well, yours is $15, mine's $250.
Oh,
so
that's it?
Yeah, so.
You big old.
They said I deserved the money more.
That doesn't make any sense.
It said that on the note.
No, it didn't.
It's an invisible ink.
Oh,
if you look under a black light, but my black light broke, so I can't actually show you to prove it. Just have to take my word on it.
So
she got us Buffalo Wild Wings gift card, which
thank
is
you very much.
Which is amazing. And then she also, for the show,
uh-huh.
for the show, got this. A wheel of shots.
No shit. Wait, so what is the Wheel of Shots?
Well, I think what it's supposed to do is replace this thing.
Yes.
Which is spin the wheel right here. So we used to have this, you know, which is basically Seth takes a shot or Colby takes a shot, and then no shot or shot, we landed on no shot. And that's very archaic, and it looks like trash.
Look like trash. This one's better, though.
So this one is a physical shot spinner wheel that we can then use on the show to replace the shot spinning wheel.
We now need a shot spinning camera, though. That's the only thing.
Oh, no. I don't know, man. I could probably hook that up. I got an extra camera.
Do you?
I do.
I mean, we should get into this, but probably not tonight.
And we could do one shot, right?
Maybe.
I feel like one shot we could handle.
Oh, and the shot glass. Look at that.
It came with a glass, too?
Yeah, man.
Okay, so we got the wheel here. It says, spin again, have a shot, miss a turn, have a shot. Double shot, loser. Have a shot. Spin again. Have a shot. Miss a turn. Have a
shot. Double shot.
Drink and
there?
Spin again. Have a shot. Spin again. Have a shot. Miss a turn. Okay, so, yeah. Basically, every other one is have a shot. Some of them are spin again. Some of them are miss a turn. Some of them are drink and spin again. And some of them are do a double shot.
Damn.
Miss a turn.
I thought it was going
to. So I think the way we're supposed to do this, right, is this is just a blank shot glass.
Yep.
So I think the way we're supposed to do this, we're supposed to, like, literally go one at a time.
Mm.
Like, I feel like what we're supposed to do is I'm supposed to turn it, miss a turn. Okay, now you spin the wheel.
No, that's unfair.
Is there instructions in there? There's only one shot glass.
Instructions.
That's got to be the way to do it.
No.
Why would there's no turns if you can't play multiple people?
I don't think it's for multiple people. Well, I think you're right. I think it's a spin per person.
Right. I think that's what you're supposed to do. So,
you want to keep it in the box? You keep it out somewhere.
Oh, we can throw that box. No, I'm going to keep this out. Okay. I'll keep it in my son's bedroom. It'll be fine. Okay, I'm going to go get... you want whiskey or rum, man?
Ah, to everything you just said. Whiskey.
Okay. Hold on. Till time!
Da-na-na-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na
notice that I came back really fast.
You did?
Yeah.
I barely had to dance.
I did that for you, man.
Thanks, man.
Okay, so we're just going to pour some Johnny Walker Red in here.
That is scotch. What are you talking about? That ain't whiskey.
Same thing. It says scotch whiskey.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, right there. Scotch whiskey.
That's blended scotch.
Whiskey.
God damn it.
Okay, I already rolled and missed a turn, so now it's your turn.
No.
That's how it goes.
No,
right?
Your you turn. Roll again.
I did miss a
you
turn.
You roll again, because that's a big-ass shot.
Yeah, the next one's going to be bigger.
Ass shot.
Have a shot. Okay, have a shot. Okay.
Can you make it a little smaller, man? Like that. No.
It's smaller
same,
than mine.
That's the same fucking size. No!
You know what? Spin it first, because spinning it with a shot on there is very dangerous.
Is it? What if I don't have to? Damn it!
You had a shot. You know what? That wasn't a good spin. Give it a good spin. I'll hold it down. Double shot, loser!
Spin again.
No, it's...
Alright, have a shot.
Sorry, it said double shot there.
I saw have a shot.
Oh, yeah, a double shot. That's... come on, man.
Nope.
You got to play it by the rules, man.
I don't give a shit about your rules.
I'll do it for him. I almost poured it into the... Oh, my God, Menace! Tier 3! Sub!
All right, I'll do a double shot for
okay,
that.
Okay, here, give me a...
Tier 3 sub, man!
8 months subs, by
I'm
the way.
I'm supposed to go to the gym after this.
Oh, sorry, that was for you.
Yeah.
That's my bad. That's my bad, dude. There we go. Okay, no more shots.
Oh, God.
All right?
Oh, that's bad.
God, that whiskey's good, though. Tastes like sex!
I took a fireball shot last night. That was god-awful.
Yeah, I love them, dude.
They're the worst.
Thank you guys so much, Menace, for the Tier 3 sub. Now he can spam my fat face and Colby's licking tongue everywhere on Twitch, in addition to the glorious hog. So, thank you very much, man. I appreciate
that.
Why don't
they show up here?
Dude, I don't know.
Your chatty sucks.
It does, man. I don't know.
Hey, you want to hear about my mother?
She doesn't show up at all. Sure, man.
She got frauded. Twitch took $495 from her.
What?
Yeah. On the first, she just kept getting charge after charge after charge. I forget what.
So her password was weak. Someone got into her account and then started buying
and
stuff.
And subbed to themselves or something. Yeah. That's what happened.
That sucks, man. Is her password I love Colby? Like,
maybe.
Like, she should probably have a good password, you know.
I mean, still, it's probably not like 123. It's not that. Her passwords are fine. But yeah, $495.
Clearly not fine.
I didn't know how they did that.
Well, they logged.
I thought it was either it wasn't through Twitch and the person's just running the card and it made it look like Twitch, or
well, Twitch,
they hacked into her account.
She gets an invoice from Twitch and it says exactly what it's for.
Really?
So if she didn't get any emails from Twitch, then yeah, it's something else. But like, it'll say sub to this channel.
Right. She had a
channel
name.
Or it'll say purchase of bits.
I don't know if that was like what's listed on her credit card or.
No, it won't be listed on her credit card, but she'll get an emailed PDF invoice. Yeah.
Well, then maybe.
She could look. But they should refund her. They're going to refund her the money?
Yeah, she claimed it as fraud.
So. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Update her password. Two-factor authentication. That's why it exists, man. You got to do all that stuff. Otherwise, you get hacked. Because Twitch saves your payment info.
Yeah.
Because that's why it's one-click sub. You know, if they didn't do that, then, you know.
I mean, that's with anything.
I had my card charge for $100 of gas in Ohio, so anything is possible. Yeah, there you go. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, I just don't know how to get it.
Dude,
I don't know how to get it.
I don't know either, man. No, you know, you can't get robbed if you don't have any money. That's right. Well, could they charge $495 to your card right now?
Right now, no.
No, me either.
I mean, yes, they could, but
they
no.
couldn't to me. Well, technically, they could. It depends on what card. If they took my bank card, no. They took my PayPal card.
If they
card.
Took my credit card, they could not, because you know, I have a $500 limit.
It's terrifying. I have a PayPal debit, because most of my income comes from
PayPal,
Twitch and PayPal now. And so I use that as my primary card. And the way it works is, like, you swipe that card, it deducts from your balance.
Mm-hmm.
And if your balance doesn't cover it, then they deposit from your bank.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, basically, like, if I have $50 in my PayPal and $100 in my bank and I buy something for $100, it'll charge $50 to PayPal, $50 to my bank.
Yep.
That's how it works. Thing is that, like, because I've now used my debit card so much and had so many transactions in PayPal, I've been bumped to another tier, and now I have a $25,000 daily limit, spend limit on that PayPal card. It doesn't check to see, like, if you have money.
Mm-hmm.
So in theory, I could drop it on the ground, someone could pick it up, go buy a Mercedes, and then they would try to deposit or, like...
Where's your wallet at?
Like, from now... No.
Screw this show. I'm going to get a car out of it. Speaking of which, I rented a car.
Yeah? Yeah?
It was super nice, man.
What'd you get?
Nissan Murano 2018.
Oh, God, Nissans, though.
I mean, yeah, but still, the tech inside, man, is just awesome.
Well, yeah, but God, Nissans, though.
I don't give a shit.
Did you feel like a mom driving around in it?
A little bit.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
The car, like, minus
2019,
the exterior.
You said?
2018.
That's still pretty. That's basically new, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It had 13,000 on the car.
That's nuts, dude. Okay, so tell me about it, man. How do the other half live? Because we both have old cars. Like, yours has Bluetooth, at least.
Well, and I stayed in a really nice Airbnb.
Okay.
And had this car all for an entire week. I felt like a god.
Let's just get into it, then.
Felt like
okay, let's just get into it. All so, right. For those of you who don't know, Colby went on vacation.
I did.
It was Friday to Friday.
Yep.
Right? Like, mm-hmm. You left Friday morning, you came back Friday night.
Yep.
And you went to Denver. Okay.
Denver, Colorado.
All right, so tell me about the stay and the trips.
Mm.
Give me the highlights, man. Mm-hmm. And then I'll drill down into the things you don't talk about. Murano. That's a real car, right, Murano?
Yeah, Murano?
Yeah, M-U-R-A-N-O. Yeah.
A Nissan what? He doesn't know anything besides trucks.
Is it a Nissan Ram? I don't know anything unless it's a Dodge Murano. You ain't talking to this ballin' hobo. Do you know the ballin' hobo isn't married and he's getting married?
No, I didn't know that.
Did you think he was already married?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. Continue. Oh, Taylor with the big D. 245 bits. Thank you. The liquor. How many shots did I do?
Three?
I did three. Like, boom, 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 right?
Yeah,
that's the problem with being a previous alcoholic.
Boom, boom, boom.
Is that Like, you feel it as you take it, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I can taste it.
I don't.
It hits my throat, and I don't like
it. I don't.
I don't like
it. I don't experience. It's, like, the same as drinking water three times. That's what it's like for me. Acid, thanks for the host. So, like, it's going to course through my veins real fast here.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I'm sweating. Am I sweating? Am I peeing? Okay, anyway, back to what we were talking about.
Okay.
Right? Thank you,
yes.
Taylor.
So I rented a car. We drove up Friday, got there like mid 5 o'clock traffic.
Okay.
In Denver, which is god awful.
Yeah.
That's the one downside of this entire trip.
Okay.
Was
traffic.
The fucking traffic, yeah. And parking.
Okay.
That's it. But yeah, we got to this Airbnb. It was like a little duplex. Had like all wood floors, exposed brick.
Oh my god, was it an apartment or a house?
It was
or
a
duplex.
It's
or?
A duplex.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude,
so it was
that's
right
nice
on the
though.
Ground. It was like literally 5 minute walk to downtown.
Okay, so if this is Denver,
mm-hmm.
Where in Denver was your Airbnb point?
It was like northwest.
That's a nice area, man.
Yeah.
Like
well,
up by like Cherry Creek?
No.
Okay.
It was further north than that.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
We were no, literally, downtown Denver was 5 minute walk.
That's
away.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Well, that's where we went and got those the Devil's Lettuce that one time was downtown Denver. Because remember we drove past Bronco Stadium.
Did you say Devil's Lettuce referring to marijuana?
Yeah, the Devil's Lettuce, man.
Oh, my God.
It's the Devil's
yes,
Lettuce.
Yes, I went to the same one we went to, actually.
Was it just as nice as before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Except I completely forgot about it, so then I was like, which one? What the fuck is the name is?
Oh, I don't remember the
yeah.
name.
Yeah, no.
We
I
had
remember.
Way
it's called
too
Lodo,
much Devil's Lettuce.
Lodo Wellness Center or something.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wellness Center.
Yeah,
wouldn't it be great
like,
if they called liquor stores wellness centers?
Mm-hmm. Also, they're called cannabis clinics.
Okay.
I was like, what?
Why? Do you think that's because they started when it was only medically legal?
Maybe.
And so they called it a clinic?
Yeah, but now basically every single one of them is also recreational.
Dude, let's just go to... Okay, this is the liquor. I actually... In my head, you know how my head works. I think what I'm going to say before I say it.
Yes.
I am drunk enough now to know what I was about to say was me only saying it because I'm drunk.
Which was...
We need to move to Colorado and start Seth and Colby's Pot Hut.
Pot Hut? Yes.
Yeah.
Regardless of anything, if we're moving there, let's go.
Pot Hut, dude.
Pot Hut.
SCPH, dude. The Seth and Colby Pot Hut. Oh, I don't boy. Even smoke. I'm into it. Let's
yeah.
do it, dude.
It's very... It's changed a little bit since we went.
Is it less cool? You know?
It seems way more normal.
Right, that's what I
like,
mean.
Like, the people behind the counter aren't as, like
don't steal my idea. Like...
Like, crazy, like, hey, check all this pot out. Like, they know way more about it. They have
right.
way more strains. They're very just like, okay, here's your transaction.
Well, it's
gotta
thanks
be a little
bit like...
Thanks for stopping by Walmart today. You know, like, it's just standard business.
It's gotta be like craft brewing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine if craft brewing started 2 years ago.
Right.
Like, I feel like, you know, oh, Fat Tire, we just started making this. Well, now we've made it for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
We know it really well. It's got to be the same thing with strains of weed.
Yep.
You know, it's got to be.
Yeah.
But I don't remember who I talked. I don't remember who I talked to. It had to be my chat, but we were talking about weed stores. And I commented about how, like, this might have been the podcast I did. I don't remember. Anyway, I was talking about how normal it is. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's just like going in and be like, okay, I want a bottle of liquor.
Oh, yeah. Every time
you
I
know,
go
it's
in.
It's just nothing.
Every time I went in, I was like, you know.
Right.
Got the sweats. I was
right.
like, am I,
no
this,
one
this
cares,
is wrong. What do
know?
I do? Yeah, they
it's like that scene
shit.
In Jurassic Park where, like, this guy's got this thing. See, no one cares. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's literally like that. What's up? What's up? What's up, Pico? How you doing, man? How you doing?
Who's Z-Swig's mega fan?
He's my mega fan, dude.
Yeah, well. Uga.
Uga. Chaka.
Chaka. Uga. Uga. Chaka.
Okay, so you're downtown Denver,
mm-hmm.
walking distance to the Devil's Lettuce store.
Yep.
You've got a Nissan Murano.
Mm-hmm.
Your duplex is beautiful.
Yep.
What do you do Saturday morning?
Saturday?
Like, what's the first thing you... Or did you do something
do.
Friday night?
It's hard to think,
did
man.
You do anything Friday
what did
night?
What do Friday night?
I mean, I'm imagining you grabbed dinner and kind of unpacked and relaxed
what
Friday, right?
Friday. No, we ate Wendy's on the road, so we didn't really do anything Friday. We just
okay.
stayed in.
That's what I thought. Okay, so Saturday.
Saturday.
Morning. Yeah.
We slept in basically every day.
Yeah, I know.
Week.
Yeah, Chris and I, and we roasted you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, personally, we didn't do this publicly. But
oh, okay.
I might have done it publicly.
Probably,
but,
you do it all the time.
But we were like, hey, Colby's having mimosas and brunch at 2 p.m. It's not brunch. That's late lunch.
It's still brunch for them, man. If it's considered under the brunch menu, it's at Inned at 2. So
if I'm ordering brunch, it's brunch.
It's fucking brunch, man.
I mean, it looked great. You
also,
know?
I had like 5 mimosas and was drunk as shit.
That sounds amazing. It's vacation. You're supposed to do those things, man.
Yeah, it was super fun, man.
Yeah, did you feel like Drake drinking mimosas? And-
no.
No?
I felt weird, but they were good.
Yeah?
There's champagne. I don't... Not so, a big fan of champagne.
What were the highlights, man? What was the best part?
Brunch was pretty good.
Okay, yeah. I mean, Chris
brunch
and I...
Brunch was pretty good. We went to a whole lot of bars and places to eat.
Okay.
That's all we really did was eat.
5. Gotta pump those numbers up.
Chilled. Went to the mountains one day.
Yeah, I saw that.
Went to the mountains. We went to Estes Park.
Well,
that was
the
furthest that we could get in because literally, okay, the roads weren't bad.
It's January.
Yeah. But like as soon as Rocky Mountain started past the gate, it was just all snow.
Yeah.
The roads leading up to it were, like,
well,
you know,
the national parks are closed.
Yeah.
Right now.
Might have something
like
to do with
were, they would be plowed up till Rainbow Curve on the Estes side.
Oh, really?
If they weren't closed.
Yeah, no.
But there's no one being paid right now because, you know, we need a wall.
We do need a wall, man.
We need a wall.
It protects us from them there Mexicans.
Yep.
All them
They're coming menaches. Up here and they doing things that
the menaches.
People apparently understand because I don't.
We will throw roses my name in your mouth. Is Maniche. And if they try to build a wall to keep me out, I will jump very high and I will leap the wall in a single bound
single
using
bound.
The power of Mexican jumping beans that runs high in my family for many generations.
That's the liquor talking, just so you know.
That was kind of racist.
It was.
A little bit.
A little bit.
But just
you know why it's racist?
Just the right.
It's because Maniche is Puerto Rican. He's not Mexican. But here in Kansas, you brown, you Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
End of discussion.
You brown, you're one of them Mexican fuckers.
My God. That was like some actual hate in there. You pumped the brakes.
That was not hate.
I know. It sounded a little hate.
Well, yeah. The motherfuckers talk like this, man.
Half?
They have hate in their
you
heart.
You half Puerto Rican, you might as well be full.
We need to
stop.
All right.
This is why we should have drank at the end of the show. I could have finished that privately, but now, now I can't.
Mountain peoples in Ecuador?
In Ecuador, right.
We ride the llamas for many moons down the mountain to where we meet our Puerto Rican brides.
Can you please continue so this ends?
Went and saw Aquaman.
That's supposed to be good, man. Do you know that's the highest grossing DC movie
may
now?
May or may not have been intoxicated.
You don't need to say allegedly. It's legal.
You don't know that.
I do know it.
You don't know that.
I do know it's legal.
I don't think it is. They're all operating legally.
What do you mean? What do you mean, you people?
This is the liquor. Anywho, yeah, so I was high.
How much longer do we have in the show?
I was high when I went and saw Aquaman.
We've got an hour
great.
And a half yet. This is not good.
Okay, you want my review of Aquaman?
You know it's made more money than any other DC movie ever.
Yeah.
It surpassed The Dark Knight Rises. How disgusted does that make you?
You mean The Dark Knight?
Or whichever one made more money, it surpassed it. That's disgusting to me. Build a wall around that news.
Okay. The only problem...
No spoilers, Acid Sense.
Right.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
Okay, no spoilers.
Mainly, there's not really that many.
He turns into a fish god.
He does do that. Yeah. Spoiler. But
he has great pecs.
Two problems. One, bad.
Brit took her pants off.
Problem, good thing.
Okay.
Good and the bad.
Okay.
Pros and cons.
All right.
Pro, looked fucking gorgeous.
Okay.
Like the cinematography.
Okay.
Main point, then CGI. CGI was pretty fucking good, but I mean, the cinematography... That Justin Wan guy.
Yeah, he can do it.
He can apparently do it. Speaking of which, he's the Conjuring guy.
Okay.
He's done all the horror
movies. Does it make
movies.
You want to watch The Conjuring?
No. Well, actually, yeah, I've seen a couple, and they do have some good cinematography in it. I mean, you got to be pretty good if you're going to scare some son of a bitch.
No, you don't. You can literally go boo to me.
Boo!
I'm not... That actually... That's not a joke. I was actually scared. No cinematography.
All right. Cons.
Yeah. Yes.
Every single line Jason Momoa says is cliche. Every single one. Like, I don't know if it was just, I was like in my head way more than I normally was or what, but like his first line of the show is he aboards a submarine that's being hijacked and he's like, "Mind if I come aboard?" It's just every he's either having a conversation with Amber Heard, like where it doesn't seem like it's scripted. He's just like kind of Jason Momoa,
right?
Just like talking, talking like he does.
It's pretty well known that he's like he's kind of a cool dude.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's either that.
I don't know how that happened, by the way.
It's either that, or it's a cool guy line from every single action movie ever.
He's got to be the coolest dude in real life, because the only thing he did of note was rape Khaleesi, and then all of a sudden he's like he's Aquaman.
Yeah,
you know. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that got him from there to there is his great personality in real life. You know. Because he literally, did he even have lines in Game of Thrones?
None that were English.
Like, right? Like how does
that... Not one that was English. He said they went to a casting call and they didn't know if he spoke English or not.
I don't blame him.
But he's just like from Texas. He's got like the most American ass.
Well, that's the thing.
Ever.
Like, to me, like, I don't like Aquaman. I like Khal Drogo. Like, the man. What's
also,
his name? Jason Momoa.
Also,
that's what I mean. I call him Khal Drogo.
Jango Fett. In that movie.
What?
The actor who played Jango Fett is in that movie.
Dude, good for him,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he's Aquaman's dad.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that man...
He's banging Nicole Kidman or whoever the fuck his mom was.
Did you know that that man still does all the voices of Jango and Boba Fett in,
really?
Like, video games, TV?
Wow.
Like, I just assumed the man needed a paycheck.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, good for him,
Why
dude.
Why would you not?
Right, well, I mean, you think Anthony
he's
Daniels is in there? You know, you think he's C-3PO-ing it up in video games?
He
Definitely
was.
Not.
He's credited. We watched Ralph Breaks the Internet, too.
Well, he does it in movies.
He does in that one.
Yeah.
He's credited in
Did you
that
watch
one.
Ralph Break the Internet, too? Mm-hmm. What movies did you see while you were on vacation?
Those two.
What did you do on vacation that you couldn't have done here?
Eat. That's
Wichita,
it.
The only thing you can do here is eat.
Yeah, but bad food.
Nah.
They had good food
How
there.
Much was your average bill?
The highest bill I had was $180.
Okay. What's your average?
60, probably.
Yeah, that's probably a little lower than if you went to a good meal here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because here I say your average good meal is like $90.
Because
mm-hmm. I hung out with Chris's parents Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and mm-hmm. all we did was eat out. Because guess what? Nothing to do here but eat. So all we did was
eat
out.
Where'd you eat? Chains?
No, we ate at 12.
Okay, what's
Kay?
That?
That's over here at Maple and 119th.
All right.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was very expensive, and mm-hmm. it was all right. Okay, we ate at Mike's Wine Dive. Okay.
Okay.
That's over there at Douglas and Oliver. Okay, and that was fancy. And then we had Old Chicago, best meal of them all. And then we had This is sad.
This is sad. I can't remember what I did. At all.
Chris, where did we eat? We ate at Hurricane Sports Grill.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we eat? Riverside Cafe, we ate there. That's one we picked. You could tell the ones
Riverside
we picked.
Riverside Cafe. Is
yeah.
That the, where's that?
That's the breakfast place.
Oh, right.
That's
right,
the
right.
breakfast place. Mm-hmm. It's a breakfast
you
place.
You eat the one right over here?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it's right. It's
mm-hmm.
right over there.
Yeah, right over there.
It's right over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. Where else?
I mean, I
That was
run,
it, apparently. I don't
where's
remember.
Where's my phone? I could tell you what we ate.
Which of all those places was the best?
Yeah,
Old
deal.
Chicago. Here's the deal. Okay, I realize this. I don't know how it is where you guys live. Some of you live in big cities. Some of you live in tiny, tiny places. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wichita is kind of like a big city that has, like, small city syndrome. Like, we don't have a lot to do, but there's a lot of nothing to
yes.
do. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, 12, which is T-W-E-L-V-E, Menace. It is, It was, they had like, for example, I got chicken with like a jelly, a sweet jelly on it.
Oh, yeah. Get
over
that
like
sweet jelly chicken.
Asparagus. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it was $24.
I got that jelly chicken.
All right. And it was.
I got that jelly chicken.
It was this
jelly
big.
Chicken, jelly chicken.
It was
all the shit on my list.
It was this big. Okay.
That's real small.
Like, and then we went to Mike's Wine Dive and I got some other type of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And it was $24.
You ever get tired of eating chicken?
No.
Is that sad eyes?
No, I don't get tired of eating chicken.
No?
Here's what it is.
Don't want that sweet cow.
No, I don't miss beef. I don't miss beef. I really don't.
That's stupid. You're really dumb.
I miss pork. I miss pork. I love pork. I love pork, dude.
Get out.
Pork is the only meat I miss.
God, the pork is the worst.
You're the worst.
I will eat cow for the rest of my days.
I will eat your pork. for the rest of my day.
That's cool. I'll take that.
I originally was not going to say pork, just for the record.
Yeah.
But here's what I was going to say. The more expensive the place, the smaller the plate.
Yes.
And I don't understand that. Like, I think what it is, I tried to think of it, because all these people are rich, mm-hmm. right? Like, they go and then they get an appetizer, and then they get a meal, the entree, and then they get dessert. And all of those
five
things,
courses, man.
Right, and I think, but those, that costs $180.
A lot of the places that we went had five-course meals for, yeah, like $100 a person.
Right, but then you're full,
mm-hmm.
so I think that's how rich people live their life. So when you go to these rich people restaurants, that's how you're supposed to eat, but I'm not rich, nor have I been to rich people restaurants, so I'm just like, I'll take the chicken, and then it comes and it's this big, you know, and it's just, okay, that sucks. Yeah. What's wrong with pork? Now that I love pork.
I don't like pork.
He doesn't like pork. I don't know. The
weird.
Higher the courses, the smaller the portions. Yeah, and I don't understand why that is. They're paying for interesting recipes and presentation out of burger and fries, but that might be true. Again, acid, that might be true where you live, but here in Kansas, that's not true.
No.
Like, everything I ate. Chris had this good-looking ahi tuna. Now, that we couldn't cook, but every chicken meal I had, I could have cooked here.
Yeah.
Like, I would have had to go and get ingredients, but it's nothing complicated.
Right.
But it was $24.
Yeah.
You know, and we were talking with Chris's parents on the way there, and we're like, there's a ribeye on the – a ribeye. Like, not even a sirloin or a Casey strip or like, you know.
Those are the undermeats, yes.
Right. Like a ribeye, mm-hmm. you know. It was $55 for like a 10-ounce ribeye.
That's fucking ridiculous.
It's like, it's a steak is steak, mm-hmm. you know, especially in Kansas. Steak
oh,
is
yeah.
steak.
Here? Yeah.
And you know, we're like, we're not gonna get that because it's too expensive. And then one of the people we were with ordered it. And I'm like, what? Give me your life. Like, I'm just like, how do you look at a price like that and go, yeah, that's worth it.
Right.
I'm worth it. You know, I don't understand that.
The most expensive meal that we went to, it was Denver Chop House and Brewing.
Chef have plate presentation. Minutes. Come here for one day. All right?
Don't come here.
Don't mock our sadness until you've lived
it. It's the worst.
It's the worst.
Chop House and Brewery is the most expensive
okay.
one that we went to.
All right.
A $47 New York strip.
Yeah, but that's still cheaper than the ribeye.
Yes.
That's crazy.
But still, stupidly priced for a fucking New
Agreed.
York strip. It was
Agreed.
Like 10 ounces.
Agreed, yeah.
But it was fucking good.
Was it better than steak you've had here? Was it the best steak you've ever had?
Probably not the best one I've ever had.
Let me ask it this way.
But it was up there.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask it this way. Was it the most expensive steak you've ever ordered?
I don't think so.
Well, then my plan fell apart.
I've had like fillets. That's the only thing. Is fillets
well, no, okay.
or more?
Is it the most
That's
expensive?
Probably the most expensive strip I've ever.
Okay,
ever.
And yeah. was it the best strip you've ever had? Besides that one, I gave you a 2006.
Nothing can
I just
beat
I just
that goddamn to like, TGI Fridays sauce, man.
Dude. That TGI,
nothing can.
Do you think our life peaked?
I
right
think it
then?
Really did.
We were doing the podcast. Dua was full steam. Mm-hmm. We were eating steak every week.
Yep.
That was it.
Yep.
We peaked. Mm-hmm. We didn't care about women. That was it, dude.
Sad times, man.
Sad times now.
Yeah.
Not then. Then,
no, then
great
too,
times.
Because now they're not now.
Well, yeah, but then we didn't know.
Then they were that now, but they weren't now then.
And now we look back and we're sad because we didn't know that it was great when we were there.
But now that we're not there and we're here, we're not there.
I'm going to say yes, but I honestly can't follow what we're saying. Just both of us. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
I don't know, man.
We went down to Cherry Creek.
Okay.
Why did we go to Cherry Creek? I think
bougie.
That was to see the movie. I think we went
okay.
to the AMC there.
Yeah.
But we really didn't do anything. Then we went to the shops at Castle Rock or
okay.
something like that.
Okay, yeah.
That one.
Did you go see a concert or anything while you were there?
No.
Menace says, spin the wheel.
Menace, you get Menace.
He tier 3 subbed, man.
Sheesh.
He tier 3 subbed.
I can do one more. Do you want to spend it now or later? It's your choice. Anywho, I went to the North Face outlet.
Okay.
Got a fancy jacket for real cheap.
Hey, that's a nice jacket,
it's
man.
It's super nice, man. I love it.
That's a real
I
nice
love
jacket.
This color. It's warm as shit. It's actual North
Face.
Oh,
man, that is nice fleece,
yeah,
dude.
It's stitched in there.
Look at that, dude. It's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah.
Britt got a jacket.
Yeah, of course, Ren knows because he used to live up in Colorado. So.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you, Ren. You goddamn... Oh.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like Wichita right now? Like, 10 being I love it here, and 1 being
oh,
I would
no.
rather die
than
be
back,
here.
I would
die
zero.
Yeah, that's
I'm
what
at zero. Every single person I see, like, I would rather see... There were some fucked up people.
Yeah. It's a big city.
Denver.
You're going to get that, yeah.
Yeah. It's either you're homeless... You're a hippie, or you're a, like an uptight.
That's why you got to be like Chris and I. We're going to move to Fort Collins.
Oh, is that where you're going now?
Yeah, that's where
Not
we're going.
Grand Lake?
Well, Grand Lake, we're worried about internet. Mm. You know, it's a vacation town. It's going to be hard to get in and out. There's no schools there.
There's not really a lot there, yeah.
Right, so we're going to move to Fort Collins. Okay. It's like Manhattan, but it's like a mix between Manhattan and Boulder. It's in the middle.
Yeah, you know Boulder's fucking, it's the most expensive.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's crazy.
It's college town.
Well, it's college and tech town now.
Yes,
like
yes.
Apple, Google.
So we're gonna move. We're gonna move
Amazon.
To Fort Collins. That's where we're gonna go.
Colorado Springs. We Britt has a
Colorado
friend
Springs is
that
nice,
lives
also
up
expensive.
There. No, he said it's cheaper than Denver.
Well, that's probably true because Denver's tech, but Colorado Springs has the Olympic people and it has the Army, the Air Force people, because that's where the Army base is.
Okay.
You got to go to a place that isn't transient. Now Fort Collins has Colorado State,
no.
So I'm.
I mean, we're thinking we want to get the fuck.
Yeah, this place sucks.
Out of Kansas.
Yeah, leave.
And so
I don't know why you're still here. I would honestly, if
list.
I was you, I would get up right now in the middle of the show and I would say, I quit and I'm moving to Colorado.
I can't, man. We got this show. I'm here.
No, we can do this show over Skype.
No, we can't.
Me
those
and,
shows suck.
Me
I
and
hate
Pinella
those shows.
Did it. We can, you can do
I
it.
Hate those shows. I hate them.
It'll be fine.
I hate them.
If you are staying here because of me, I will kill myself. That is not worth it. I will remove myself from the equation.
Okay. Well, thanks, bud.
No problem. Just let me know.
It's here, Dent.
Menace
Dallas.
Never said now
we
or
might
later,
go Dallas
by the way,
so. Or Austin.
No. Why would you go hotter?
Because I like hot.
No, hot sucks.
Hot's better than cold, man. It's cold right now. You like the cold?
Yes. A million times better than the heat.
Well, I mean, the cold in Denver is a lot better than the cold here.
Look, Denver has
dry as shit.
Denver has very similar weather to here. It's just not humid, and there's not as much wind.
It's so dry. Yeah, but it's dry, and it's no not windy, so 30 feels like 40 here.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I want it. I want it, man.
So, but you
want
to go to Austin?
And then the mountains? No, because I want the mountains. I really do.
Yeah.
I was so depressed driving away, I kept looking in the rearview mirror, like being like, when can I stop seeing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I may not make it back from my honeymoon.
Probably smart.
Like honestly.
Just stay there.
No, I can't say this. That's the liquor. Let's just move on. I can't say it. You gotta keep it. It's too dark. I can't do it. I can't do it.
It's too dark.
It's too dark.
Speaking of which, what did he say?
Let's just say sub to Z Swigs, please. Thank you. What? What?
One more.
He never said now or later, so we're not obligated to take a shot. He never answered our question now or later.
But yeah, man, it was super nice. I want to move there.
Yeah, dude, it's great.
Mm-hmm. It's real expensive, though. And also, like, very low.
But they pay more.
Unemployment. So I need somebody to get fired so I can steal their job.
I'm sure there's lots of places. You want me to send you jobs?
Nah.
I'm sending jobs right now for Wichita to someone who lives in Denver. You want me to send you jobs for Denver or someone who lives
Why?
In Wichita?
Why?
He's got a family.
Here.
He's got to move back for family.
Blech.
I know it's. I know. I told him, but family. Man, that's why I moved back. It's the only reason I'm here is because my family's here. If I didn't have family here, I would not be here.
Yeah.
This place sucks. It's the worst.
It is not good. It's just like kind of like it's purgatory.
Yeah.
It's just there's nothing really to do.
I would rather be in hell because at least I know
horrible,
that I'm stuck there.
But yeah, it's just nothing, basically.
So if you guys move, then no more Seth and Colby. I mean, he said that he wouldn't. I would. I'd do it remotely. Remotely is the same.
We could try remotely. I don't know. From my experience with Skype, it's like 2008 Skype.
Yeah, I know, and you're not. It's not that way anymore.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, then maybe.
It's fine. It'll be fine. We can figure it out.
What's PTI, man?
Pardon the interruption, right?
Pardon the take?
No, it's what? Pardon the interruption.
Who's that?
It's a show on ESPN. How do I know this and you don't?
Pardon the interruption?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know that shit.
Okay. I know what you mean, man.
I don't know sports.
I know what you
know
mean.
The sports of
yeah,
the sports.
Yeah, we would use Discord only. I wasn't going to bring up that fact to Colby because it'll hurt his brain, but yeah. That's what
if I couldn't hear you like everyone else?
I would make it work. I just did a guest spot on a podcast Thursday. I was panicked it wouldn't work. It worked great.
It worked great.
It worked great.
What's this podcast?
I did a guest spot.
You cheating on me?
Well, you weren't here, man.
You fucking bitch.
You weren't here.
You little
I'm very in demand.
Piece of shit.
I couldn't even get through that without laughing. Dude, I did that podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so bad.
Why? You took over?
Oh, I talked the whole time mm-hmm. about what I wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. And they were very polite afterwards, and I was just like, I'm sorry. Like, I'd start before we went live. I was like, I have a, look at this. Look at my list. Just read that list aloud. This is what I stared at when I was doing the podcast.
Don't be negative. Don't take over. Limit self-promotion. Don't be depressing. Don't brag.
Those are the things I wanted to make sure I did while
You're
I was on
the
podcast.
Worst.
I was a little bit negative. I was a little bit depressing. I did not promote at all, which if I was going to slip up on anything, that's probably the one I should have slipped up on.
Done that,
and
yeah.
I absolutely 100% took over. The entire thing. And they were like, you didn't. It was fine. They were so nice. They're like, we talk to people all the time.
Who are these people?
It's a Cold One with the Boys podcast. It's a podcast that they do. And yeah, I know it's a character flaw, Menace. I know it's a character flaw. I know this. Only I'm not telling the dark story. It's not going to happen. I can't do it. Can't do it. It's a character flaw. I know it's a character flaw. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that like I used to turn down podcasts constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly. Anytime I was asked, I would turn
Bragging.
It down, is what I mean.
Bragging right there.
No. I mean, like,
you.
Anytime I was asked, I would say no, because I have, people know, I have a very strong personality, and I'm very self-absorbed with my talent. It's the only thing I'm good at.
Mm-hmm.
I can come in, and I can host your podcast better than you. I'm sorry I can do it, okay? And I know that. And I know...
Not bragging at all.
And
there.
I know that I think that. Okay?
Not
so that's why I say no, because I don't want to do that,
mm-hmm.
because it's not true. I can host my type.
I hosted my show with you on it perfectly fine.
Here's the thing.
You didn't take over.
I can host my type of show
mm-hmm.
better than you could host this type of show. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I can't do that for other shows.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I think every show is like mine.
Ah.
Does that make sense what
yeah.
I'm saying?
So, like, if you go into a sports show, you're not really going to end up talking about sports much.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's the problem. Yeah. Because I only really know how to be like me, you know? And it was a free-form podcast. It wasn't like an interview. I mean, it kind of was, but it wasn't. And so, like, they would start a topic, and then I would talk for 20 minutes about that topic.
How long was this podcast?
It was supposed to be an hour.
And what did it end up being?
An hour and 34 minutes, 55 seconds.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not terrible. Some of that is beginning and end. So maybe an hour and 20 minutes, you mm-hmm. know? And it's so, like, they were very polite. Like, before we even recorded, I was like, I want to apologize in advance if I talk too much, because I'm very wordy,
mm-hmm.
you know? Yeah. Like, anyone who could sit on Twitch 6 hours a day and be done and still be like, oh, I didn't say everything I could have said.
I mean,
do that every day.
That's better to have than someone
yes,
who doesn't
I'm not,
talk,
I'm not complaining
though.
About it. That's my profession.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do that.
Okay.
But also, you
yeah.
know...
That's what they get for having you on.
Well, also, it's partially my fault, because as you know... If we don't do this show, I have a surplus of words.
Yeah.
I use part of this show to just say stuff that's just rattling around in here that I can't say during Overwatch because there's no context.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
I hadn't done a show Sunday, and then that was on Thursday night. So they got Thursday night Seth after a no Sunday
yeah, that
episode.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
And I personally, here's this is gonna this is actually the self-absorbed part. I think the show's great. I think people are going to like listening to it. If they mm-hmm. like me, they're going to love the show.
Right.
Okay? They maybe said 25 words, though. Like, they would be like, so what do you think about this? And I was like, well, let me tell you everything for the next half hour. And then that's what I would do.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So, I'm going to continue
to do
podcasts.
Things like that, yeah.
But I need everyone to know. I'm just going to clip this, and I'm going to be like, just watch this first and make sure you know that, one,
what this is.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to talk over you.
But you do.
But I do. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't mean to, but I will.
But he does.
I don't mean to.
But you might.
I think you guys, the people who know me, the people who sub, people who listen to me a lot, they'll listen to this podcast. They'll be like, yeah, he's trying not to talk. But it'll still be 20-minute blocks of me talking.
That's true. That's about what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
I interject with three words here or there, but it works.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's all work. You know?
It's all good.
It's fine. I'm not complaining about me. I'm saying that I'm sad that I ruined their podcast. That's what I'm saying.
You didn't ruin it.
It's my podcast. That episode is my show.
I want you to go on a show and say like one or two word answers.
I can't. Then wouldn't people be like, "What? Look at this jerk!" You know?
Just do it once.
I want more people to come and watch my show and watch this show.
Mm-hmm.
I want those things to happen.
Yes.
And in order for that to happen, I have to do a little bit of promotion and guest starring. And it does work because, like I said at the very end of that show, I think my quote was, "If you've made it this far into this show,
mm-hmm.
you're going to love my Twitch because that's all this is." And I said, none of you made it this far, but if you did, you're going to love it. So come to twitch.tv/zswigs. And I feel like I need to do that. Like, I'm very, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you get.
This is what you get.
This is what you get. Unless your name is ZFM12, and you're like, Seth's different on Seth and Colby. This is it.
I mean, yeah, you're different.
Because I don't talk only about video games.
That, and you're more depressing.
Well...
You don't have as positive attitude. How about that?
I need to keep
You're not
this.
Depressing here. You're just less positive
here. But for Seth and Colby.
But that's also for me. That's my fault.
I'm going to cross out this.
God,
and I'm going to cross out this for Seth and Colby. And,
don't brag.
And this one.
Just don't be negative.
And this one.
Did you just cross all of them out?
No. I'm going to keep those two. The don't be negative and don't be depressing. And I'll stare at that during every show.
Why? I like the depressing. I bring you down to my level.
No, I'm not going to be depressing, man. So living here sucks. It's a cesspool. And
yes.
I want to leave. And it's the worst place ever. So don't come here. Yeah. So you haven't. I feel like I don't know anything about your vacations.
Really? We didn't do shit.
Sex every day?
We lay in bed. A couple days.
Only a couple days?
A couple days, man.
Sad, man.
Laid in bed. Watched movies. Watched a lot of Friends. We blasted through so much Friends. It's stupid.
Why do you go to your expensive Airbnb in your rental car?
Cause, man, it was nice.
And you just watch Netflix.
Cause we did other stuff.
No, you didn't.
Also, we're in Denver. I feel like it's different. It is different.
Do you ever? But see, that's where I get stuck.
I mean, kinda. Yeah, I wish we did more, but I mean, that's just because I want to be there more. I loved everything that we did and how we did it, and it was one of probably the most relaxing vacations I've ever had.
Yeah, Ball, and that's literally what he did. Yeah. Here's the thing: you did the worst possible thing you could do for your Wichita hatred,
what?
Which is you went there and you lived like you would live if you lived there.
Yep.
What you should have done is you should have treated it like a vacation and ate fancy meals and gone hiking or gone shopping every day and never been in your room.
I mean, we did a lot of that.
But you watched a lot of Friends.
We did watch a lot of Friends. Okay, well, it just depends. It's on the certain days. Like Saturday, we were pretty dead from the fucking drive, so we didn't do anything that day. But then we went out Saturday night.
Right.
For a meal and a couple drinks. And then Sunday, what did we do Sunday?
You want me to pull
Sunday,
up your,
Sunday
can
was
I pull
brunch.
Up your Instagram?
Sunday was brunch. And then we got drunk and walked around the 16th Street Mall.
Whose Instagram is better, yours or Britt's, to show photos?
Britt is all of us. Mine is like one of us and a couple places we went.
What's is it her Twitch name?
No.
What is it?
It's the Boston one.
Oh, okay. That's not her.
That's her right there. You got it.
I'm going to have to go.
It just
I don't want to give it out.
Here.
Hold on.
I'm going through my charges. Let's see. When was December? December 29th. Okay.
Here it is.
December 28th. We went and got groceries.
Okay. All right. Here we go, man. There's only like four photos on here. So.
Yeah, there's a shirtless one of me for some reason.
That's there. Not from Colorado, though.
No.
Where's the first one? This is the first one.
Yep.
So we got this one of you here drinking mimosas. Those are tiny mimosas. You had five of those?
Mm-hmm.
It's tiny.
Shut up.
It's tiny.
I hadn't eaten yet.
No, I'm not judging you. I'm telling chat to not judge you. Minnesota, those are rookie numbers. Okay, got to pump those numbers up.
It is. All right? I didn't get a haircut. I really need to. It's long as shit.
We got the goofy face. Yeah, and then we got this. Okay. And then we also got you holding drinks here.
This is New Year's.
Is this champagne?
Yeah.
Okay, what's this say on it?
I have no idea. Okay. Those are the glasses in
the Airbnb. Oh, at the Airbnb. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then we got like one of you kissing her, and she's like, yeah, this is my man. She's like, I literally could drive. She's like, look at this, Seth. This ain't you. You know, that's what I see every time I look at that photo. You know? Yeah, and then here's you in the mountains. Here's you in the mountains. So. Nice
look
coat.
Look at that smolder, though, man.
That coat, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice coat. That's a nice coat, man. Yeah. Yeah. Looks like you had fun, man.
It was. I did.
Looks like you had fun.
All right, here you go. Friday, I got there. We went and got groceries.
You're just reading off your credit statement.
It's the only way I can know what we did. We went and got groceries and then ate at home, I believe, or something. Stayed in that night.
Okay.
Then we went to a pizza place called Cart Driver.
Okay.
It was in a shipping container building with like four or five other places like in the same building. So
okay.
It was super small. But it's a pizza, oysters, and cocktail bar.
Okay.
It's really interesting, but I got the fucking pepperoni pizza. Bomb ass pizza. Pretty cheap.
Is this it right here?
Yeah, pretty way. That's the inner part.
Yeah.
Of all the connected ones.
Dude, those are cool plates,
right,
dude.
There. That's it. Down, that.
This right here?
Yep. We sat right there by the sriracha or whatever that is.
All right here.
Mm-hmm.
That looks nice, man.
Yeah. It's super small. Really fucking good, though.
How were the oysters, Ball and Hobo says?
We did not get oysters, because fuck that. I got a pepperoni pizza, because I am...
Oh, God! Sorry! Oh!
Kansas boy.
Okay. Yeah? Okay, right. Where else?
After that, we left, probably went back. Oh, we got me a belt, because I forgot to bring a belt.
Okay.
So we were driving around basically all day.
Old man.
Go home for a little bit, then we go, or no, yeah, then we stop for the devil's lettuce, you said?
Yep,
we
devil's lettuce.
Stop
yep.
for that.
Devil's lettuce.
Smoked a bit of that, and then went and saw Aquaman.
Okay.
And that was it.
And what day is that, Sunday?
That's Saturday.
Okay. Well, that's
Sunday.
That's a pretty full day, man.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I did things.
Yeah.
I did things.
I was just saying.
I did things.
Okay.
All right. Sunday, we went to brunch.
Okay.
And then we went to the 16th. It was in the 16th Street Mall, so then we just started walking around.
Right, okay.
And then we went to this place called Lime.
All right. I'm going to look it up. Lime.
Lime at Pavilions is what it says.
Eat it lime, tequila, and Mexican cantina?
I think that's it.
Is this it?
Yeah,
it looks gotta like it. Gotta be it, right? What time is it? Happy hour. What's the time? Diaper time. Did you get any tequila, man?
Oh, yeah, that's all we did.
Because they got Denver's largest tequila
selection.
Seriously,
okay, so that bill is $61.40.
Good, that's mostly alcohol?
And it was three margaritas and a thing of chips and queso.
Good Lord!
Yeah.
God, that's
maybe a
unbelievable.
Beer. Maybe I had a beer too. I think I had a beer there.
There's still no food.
No,
that's some expensive alcohol,
yeah.
Dude.
So we get real drunk.
Okay.
Go home, nap, wake up. We're like, do you want to go out? I'm like, no.
Okay.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
And then I order in.
Okay.
Uber.
Okay.
So I ate at City Grill and got a hangover burger, which was delicious.
Okay. All right.
I love hangover burgers.
Okay. Did you have Ball and Hobo says don't forget about the vacation fight and makeup sex? Did that happen at all, Jim?
No.
No fight?
Mm-mm.
Good.
Nope.
That's good.
No fights. Monday.
Okay.
We woke up supposed to be early, but it wasn't early.
Okay.
Went to the fucking Castle Rock shops, which I always thought were Castle Rock, but it wasn't.
You're waiting for Tywin to come out. Okay.
So I went to North Face, got my jacket and a hoodie. Then we went to Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory.
Okay.
Got some coffee because it was a cold fucking day.
Did you also get chocolate?
It was super cold. No.
You went to the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. You didn't get chocolate.
I got chocolate in my fucking coffee.
All right, well.
How about that? So it was a mocha. It was a white chocolate mocha.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember that for some reason.
Probably because you didn't like it.
It was good.
Okay.
Then I went to the Nike store, got me a new beanie.
Okay.
For $21.
That seems like a waste of money.
A fucking lot for a beanie.
Should have bought a beanie off Seth and Coley's merch store.
Too. Yeah. I didn't even know that we had that.
Yeah.
Then we came back, probably went home, dropped that shit off. It was New Year's Eve.
Okay.
So then we went to eat at Sushi Den.
Oh, we got to Google this one.
Sushi Den.
D-E-N?
Yeah.
Sushi Den.
There you go. Wait.
Yeah, it said Denver. This was it.
Yeah, no, we didn't eat there, though.
Look at that fish.
They have two restaurants next to each other.
This looks incredible.
It was weird. I forget what kind of roll I got, but I got a roll.
Look at that, man.
But they also had Kobe beef sliders there, yeah? So I got those.
It's Kobe.
It's Kobe beef.
Kobe beef.
Kobe beef.
Kobe beef.
I got that.
Did you eat
sliders
at the Izakaya Den?
That one.
Izakaya.
Izakaya is literally connected to it, yet I don't know why.
It's Sushi Den's sleek little sister right next door to Old South Pearl Street. Izakaya Den is the winner of American Architecture Award for its refined design and an homage to Japanese roots.
It was not that good.
Serving global cuisine, same freshly sourced sushi as her big sister.
It definitely was not.
They have their own
architecturally
website, man.
Amazing, man.
They got their own website. Let's judge for ourselves, man. Their website clearly is the little sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this it right here?
I think so. We ate at like the very fucking front, so
their
I don't
pictures
really know.
Suck.
Gallery,
man.
Maybe? Go to the gallery?
Everything I want should be on the homepage.
No.
Here, the ambience, man. Let's look at the ambience.
Ambiance.
Ambiance. Is that what it looked like?
Yeah.
That looks pretty nice.
Yeah, well, I had to go back. All right, that second window right there on the front.
This?
Nope, right over.
This? 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 Yep.
That's where we sat.
That's good seats.
Yep.
It's right on the street, man.
Right on the street. It was really cold.
That looks pretty architecturally cool to me, man.
It was not that cool.
That looks pretty sweet, dude.
That's not impressive.
Okay. That looks pretty amazing.
Maybe I didn't see that part because I was right at the fucking front.
Maybe. I mean, that looks pretty sweet, dude.
It's not that sweet.
Looks pretty awesome, yeah. Makes me want sushi.
Anywho, yeah, I got a roll. I forget what it was. I think I got the spider roll. I believe that's what I got.
Okay.
I got the spider roll, and then she got a red dragon roll.
Okay.
Both.
I bet she did.
Pretty good. I gave her my red dragon roll. And Kobe beef sliders, man. Kobe beef. Kobe.
Kobe.
It's Kobe.
Kobe beef.
Anywho, back to my list. What do we do after that? Oh, yeah,
we're talking
years.
About us taking shots, Kobe talking about vacation, us being drunk. That's what you missed, Sam. Welcome back.
Yeah. That's New Year's Eve. So we tried to go to this place called the View House.
Okay.
Which is apparently fucking mad.
Okay.
Because that night they were doing $25 covers.
Okay.
And pre-sale tickets.
Jeez. Yeah.
So we said, fuck that.
Oh, my God.
And then went across the street to Larimer Beer Hall.
Okay.
So on the ground floor, it looks like a bar.
Is this
looks
one
like
I got to Google?
Place that you could go to get a beer. And then... you go upstairs in the same building, and it's a fucking nightclub.
Okay.
Like, there are lights and people dancing and grinding on each other. Like, there was this dude having sex on the floor.
That sounds great, dude.
Yeah, right in the front
God,
there.
God, that is... Look at all those people.
It was not that busy.
Oh, pass.
Also, no cover for this bar on New Year's Eve.
That's
no
probably
cover.
Why it's so busy.
Yeah.
Voted best burger in the world by some guy sitting around a table last Thursday.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, here's a nightclub right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see it right there. Yep. Look at it. Nightclubbing it up, dude.
So then we left there walked around the street and then down literally the next building or next suite over was a Flanaganigans or some shit.
A Flanaganigans.
It was some Irish bar.
Oh, the Flanaganigans.
Click on the map and see if we can't find it because I really want to remember what this fucking bar was called.
Well, isn't it on your credit card statement?
No, I didn't buy anything there.
Okay. All right, well, here's Larimer Beer Hall.
Scruffy Murphy's, that's it.
Right here, Scruffy yeah. Murphy's.
We went to Scruffy Murphy's.
Okay.
And we were going to ring in the new year there, but it got to like 11:30, and we were like, let's bounce.
Okay. You waited 30 minutes. This yeah. website sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So since we were so close, we just drove back home. Or no, we Ubered. We
okay.
Lifted that night.
Right.
And then went home.
So where was your car?
Hmm?
Where's your car?
My car's at home.
How did you get there? You rented a car and then drove the rental
yeah.
to Denver? Okay.
In case anything happened, like breakdown-wise, it's on them.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Must
also,
be...
I didn't have to put, like, what, 2,000 miles on my car?
Must be nice to be rich. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. No, must be nice.
Yeah, the whole trip was about like $1,500.
Yeah, it must be nice, man.
Yeah. Actually, like with all the food, more than that.
Yeah, it must be nice. Look at this high roller over here. Yeah.
I had to save for it, man. I didn't do anything else.
Colby making too much money.
All right. Yep, that's my trip. Wait,
that's
no.
it? Oh. We have like, won't we have Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday?
Right. Tuesday is New Year's Day. We did nothing because everything was closed.
Okay.
So that day we slept in.
That would have been the day to go to the mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Wednesday.
Yeah, we should have done that Tuesday. That would have been the day to go to the mountains.
I thought it was going
to
be closed and shit, man.
The mountains are closed.
Yeah, the mountains are closed.
Sorry, mountains are closed, folks. Turn around. Go home.
Mountains aren't there. They move. They go back down flat. Anywho. Okay, so that day was literally nothing. Once Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday, no charge.
Okay. Just watching Friends.
Nothing.
Enjoying your New Year's.
Yeah, that's when we watch Night.
Is that a sex day?
Yes.
Okay.
It was night school.
Okay.
Ralph breaks the internet.
Okay.
I think that was it.
All right.
And then just a lot of Friends.
Okay, Wednesday, Estes Park Mountains.
Yep.
Okay. Where'd you go in Estes? Did you grab Wendy's on the way?
No. What do we eat at the beginning?
This thinking face, dude. What?
I'm gonna fucking stab you.
Oh, I don't know. It was over 3 days ago.
I'm gonna stab you. I forget where we went in the morning to
get food.
Why
am I Nick Cage, Sam?
Oh! We went to the Denver Biscuit Company.
Okay. Sounds good.
Apparently very well esteemed. They basically just shove a whole bunch of shit in between two biscuits.
Okay, yeah.
So I got
We have a place like that here, the Dempsey Biscuit Company.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
they're probably the same. Pretty close.
Yeah.
So I got chicken, bacon, fried egg, gravy, two biscuits.
All on a biscuit. Yeah. That sounds incredible.
It was fucking good.
That sounds incredible.
The chicken was the best part. That was god-tier chicken. So we got that. Took for fucking ever because it was busy as shit.
Okay.
Busy as shit. So
okay.
We did not get out into the mountains, into Estes, until like 3:34.
Okay.
And so the sun's about to
It's dark, yeah.
Yeah. And so we get a couple of pictures, then we are just driving around. I drove in.
Okay.
Curvy ass roads.
Yes.
Freaked me out.
Fine.
I could see though.
Yes.
So not too bad.
Okay.
We stay until it's dark.
It's worse driving out because it's all downhill, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So you know.
Yeah, so Britt drove back.
Yeah, downhill in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. How'd she do?
She did fine.
Yeah, you're here.
We didn't die.
Yeah.
But I thought we were multiple times. I was literally the most stressed I've ever been on that drive back.
It's easy, dude.
Dude, she couldn't see. People had their brights on. They were blinding her. She drove fine. Give it to her credit. She was like, you're freaking the fuck out, bro. I know, but don't kill us.
It's not like actually a drop-off on those roads, though.
It is, though. No. A lot of them are.
No.
Yeah.
It's not like a drop.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's not like Pike's Peak. Where,
no,
like,
but
you,
it's
oh,
called
it's 1,000 feet.
Rolling. Well, you roll into trees and shit.
Yeah.
That's death.
Trees break your
That's
fall.
That's death, bro.
Trees break your
they
fall,
They stamp through the car into you. Death.
Nah, man. Trees break your fall. It's fine.
So we ate at, like, this Rock Inn Barn Grill or
in
something.
Estes?
In Estes.
Okay.
Before we left. Got a pizza.
Okay.
Got a couple of beers.
How much pizza did you eat this trip?
That was like, the two pizzas.
So many pizzas.
That was the two pizzas.
It's pizzas and burgers.
It was two pizzas.
Okay, man.
It was pizzas, burgers, and steaks. That's literally all I ate.
Yeah. I mean, that's your diet here, too, so that makes sense.
So then...
Now you're on Thursday, the last day.
Where was my really expensive bill? Did I even talk about that?
You didn't.
Where did that go?
And sushi. You're right, Acid. You're right, Sushi. Have we ever done Route 66? No. No, we don't. I don't go anywhere. Colby, have you ever done Route 66?
Mm-mm.
No, okay. Is that still simple?
Yeah.
God.
Dude, it's still good, man.
Sucks.
Did I not pay for that?
Did you?
Oh, it was on my other card. That's right. That's right.
Okay.
That's why.
All right.
That's why. Well, now I need to pull that one up because I don't remember what day it was. I think it might have been Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday. So we didn't do anything all day until dinner, and then we had a really fancy dinner at night.
On Tuesday. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
What's my password for this?
Maybe? I don't know, man. That's not it. I was
that's
wrong.
That's not it.
Try Seth is Sexy. Try that one.
Let's just try the standard one.
Okay, let's try the standard one. Dope really affected your memory. How did it feel when you smoked again? Because you haven't smoked in years.
Didn't like it. Let me look.
Do you wish that you hadn't done it?
No.
Because it kind of ruined how you felt about it, or?
No. Because I know, like, I've done it, like, a couple of times over, like, the last year.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was still, it just made me paranoid as shit.
Yeah.
But there's apparently two types, right? There's the sativa and indica.
Yeah, you tell me this. Sativa's
the upper, indica's, sativa is Saturday night, you want to go out, you want to do stuff.
Okay.
Indica is in the couch.
Okay.
As in, you're lazy as fuck, don't want to move. So I got sativa because I didn't want to be a goddamn couch potato.
But then it made you antsy.
That one's the more paranoid one.
Right, okay. Okay.
So.
All right.
Anywho. The second, yes. No? Second?
And where was it that you ate?
The second?
The second was Tuesday.
You sure? No.
No.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Sure.
It might have posted
today
Wednesday.
Is what's the day? Sixth?
It was
the Saturday
1/1/19.
Was the fifth.
Yeah, it was the first. Okay.
Okay.
Tuesday night.
Uh-huh.
Chop House. Denver Chop House. Denver Chop House.
Okay. That's where you ate.
Mm-hmm.
Let's Google it.
Denver. What'd I get? I got fried calamari. I got
Denver
a salad. And then I got steak with asparagus.
Okay. Denver Chop House. Look at their site. Loading up. Is that what it looks like?
Yeah, it's the front of it.
Dude, that's fancy. That is fancy.
It was fancy. They had, like, the whole waiter give us the specials and shit, and I'm like, what the... Stop talking at me.
Stop talking to me.
They had a wonderful, wonderful margarita.
What does calamari taste like? It tastes like calamari.
It tastes like onion rings. Like, if you have just fried, light, little tiny onion rings, it tastes just like that. Fried calamari is amazing.
This sampler is
$40.
Mm-hmm. An appetizer sampler is $40.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was $180 after tip.
I mean, honestly, these prices aren't that too bad. $18 for a prime... Oh, this
that's
is a salad? Oh. I was going to say. Okay, ribeye $45, though? That's not
New
bad.
New York strip $37?
That's cheaper than that place
what?
Here.
That's not right.
How much liquor did you have?
No, it did not say 37. Mine said 47. This website's a liar.
Right here, a prime ribeye?
No, the New York strip under Angus.
Oh, right here.
12 ounce, because mine was 10 ounce.
$37 for a 12 ounce.
Bullshit.
Dude, they took you.
They ass bullshit.
They got you, dude.
No. That's fucked.
They got you, dude. He said it was smaller than what's on the menu.
Yeah,
Colin.
I thought it was a 10 inch New York strip.
10 ounce.
47. Yeah,
not inch.
Inch.
10 inches what Britt got later that night.
Oh, smack dab on them suckers.
Oh, God, dude. That's hilarious, dude.
So, yeah, Wednesday Mountains.
You got robbed.
Then we ate real late night from Uber at the Cheesecake Factory. It was so good.
That just sounds sad to me. I don't know why. It just sounds sad. Just eating,
sounds great.
Just eating Cheesecake Factory delivered to you and you're in your bed.
Ah, we were at the dinner table.
Just eating cheesecake in bed.
It wasn't. I got a fucking stir fry steak, man. It was fucking goddamn good. Mashed potatoes, stir fried steak, bean
Britt
bean
says
sprouts.
It was only 30 cents.
It was not. It was not. It might have been.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and there's nothing sad about it.
You know, Acid Cat bought me a pie
because
I'd never had peanut butter pie. So she bought me a pie, and I went and picked it up. Have you ever had peanut butter pie, man?
No.
I feel like I should take it out of our freezer and let it thaw, and you should try it here before the end of the show. No, it's delicious.
Peanut butter,
dude. It's so
I'd rather die. I hate peanut butter. Not a big fan.
Oh my god, dude.
You no. To me,
butter?
I thought it was $47.
You hate peanut butter?
Yes.
What is wrong with you?
I'm weird. Can I finish my goddamn
yeah,
tip now?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Thursday.
We've all lost respect for you, but continue.
Thursday. Right. Shit. I don't
Great
know.
Finish.
I don't know what we did Thursday.
Okay, cool. Oh, that was Coley's vacation, everybody.
We met up with her friend, went out for drinks.
Sam, get out of here.
We ate at a place called Illegal Pete's.
Build a wall.
It's literally a carbon copy of Chipotle.
Okay.
But it was really good.
You want me to Google it?
No.
Okay. Sounds like I should just take your word on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we just strolled around Denver a bit, downtown. Went to dinner late, or drinks late. Oh, I got a burger. That's right. I got another burger there.
I'm checking your email right now.
I'm just clearing it out, man. I got hot wire deals I got to check out.
You're such a world traveler, man.
Just moving shit. Okay, that's all. Then I came home.
Then you came home.
I got Smashburger.
Okay.
I got Smashburger.
How was it, as good as you remember?
Yes.
Yeah, it's still good. Mm-hmm. That's still good.
I forgot what I got there.
I don't remember what you got there either.
I got a barbecue, bacon.
Well, they have a different menu based on regional, too. Mm-hmm. Like, they have regional burgers.
Right. There was one specific in Manhattan that I got that I can't remember.
I think there was always a Kansas City burger there.
It was always either that or the barbecue, bacon, and cheddar burger. I varied between the two whenever you and I went.
Okay.
They had the barbecue, bacon, cheddar, added fried egg to that bitch.
Yep.
So good.
For those of you who don't know, whenever Colby would come up, you know, once every, 6 months probably, to Manhattan?
We don't have a Smashburger here.
There's no Smashburger here in Wichita. There was at a college town of 30,000 people, though.
Mm-hmm.
But anytime we come up, we drink like crazy people because that's what we did. And then we wake up dead the next morning, and then we go to Smashburger. It was like our hangover cure.
Yep.
It's like our hangover cure to go there. So.
Super good.
Yeah.
And then drove back. Died a little inside.
Yep. Just on the way back. That's all you think about. It's how you're going back.
Yep.
Just see it fade into the distance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the thing about mountains. You know, you literally see them fade out mm-hmm. as you're driving away, and then you're just...
Or just one hill comes.
Yeah.
Just right at the end, and then you just dip below it, and then you're
gone.
Just
yep.
gone.
That's it. It's over. Never going back. Hate your life. It's over.
I was really sad, because on the drive in... It was, like, stormy. Well, not stormy, but they had storm clouds above the mountains, and it was getting dark, too, so I couldn't see them coming in.
Oh, okay.
So I only saw them leaving because they wanted to torture me.
Yeah, well, Denver's not actually, like, in the mountains. Mm-hmm. Like, that. I think that's a misconception, you know? Yeah. Denver's not really a mountain town. You still got to drive an hour and a half to get to the mountains.
To be in them, but, yeah. I mean,
right. You could see them because they're mountains and they're large, but they're you're not in them, right? No. Yeah, you still got to drive, like, an hour to get really into the mountains. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, man, I'm glad you had a good time. I'm sad you're back. I mean, I'm happy you're back, but I'm sad for you as a person.
Yeah.
Like, I like to see you, but I'm sad for you as a person. Especially since last night, this is what I witnessed on Pinellas Snapchat.
Oh, God, why are you putting me in the
face? And then here it is.
Get down on my face. Oh, you horrible, horrible person.
Lizzie's face.
Yeah, this keeps going. I don't want to play it because our...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the closer you get to Lizzie, the more she looks like a clown.
But that was the only Snapchat from the night, so you yelling at him clearly worked. Just to get, let's just...
I can't...
Oh, God, why are you putting me in the face? Get down on my face! Oh, you horrible, horrible person!
Dude, my friends are dumb. That's a fake nose piercing, by the way.
Like, imagine coming back from what you just said, and this is what you had. Why?
It was fun skating.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, man.
I hadn't been there since I was, like, 5. I used to go there all the time for school, like, skate parties, you know? You ever had school skate parties?
No.
Yeah.
My school couldn't afford books, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had them, like, once a month.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
I had my first crush.
Skating for the Lord.
At that skate rink.
Dude, skate park. I do remember. I went a couple times, but like skate parks are great for like those accidental stumbles. Oh, you know, in the grade school, you know, it's not really the boobs back then because you don't know
shit.
You like boobs yet. But
yeah.
You're just like, oh,
I got real close. But yes, the touching.
Yeah, there's mm-hmm. lots of touching.
Like,
you know?
Oh, we touched,
and it's innocent touching, you know, back then. But mm-hmm. like, you know, you don't really know because your body doesn't respond because it isn't built to respond that young, but yeah. Your brain is like, I like touch.
I like touch.
I like
you touch,
touch
me, I like touch. Yeah. Touch me, please.
But yeah, I don't... This is a fake nose piercing?
Yeah.
I mean, why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, I have a lot of questions about what she does, so none of them can be answered. But I just... The saga of Colby on Snapchat continues. I think what I'm going to do is every week, you know, every Sunday, because you always hang out with them on Friday or Saturday, I'm just going to watch them and tape them, put them on the show on Sunday, and then after a year, we'll do a supercut of you yelling not to be on camera, and I think that'll be something really special. You know?
All right.
Because every one of them, you're yelling at him, don't tape me! And he's, you know, every time, you know?
Yeah.
It's either that or until we get yelled at by him for doing it.
I mean, I just don't get it, man. Like, have you seen my life? I literally posted 3 photos on vacation.
Oh,
before
I know.
That,
it's
I haven't posted in a year. I just, like, I'd rather live and not be on
I'm
here.
With you, yeah.
This is the only internet I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
Nah, that man wants to be like, look at my life! Isn't it great me being in Wichita at a skate rink with my buddies?
Like, does PewDiePie do that?
No.
He just makes YouTube videos, right? Mm-hmm. And that's like, I mean, he has a Twitter, like, and he tweets.
Yeah.
But, like, he's not like, look at me out with my friends.
No. Nope. I don't get it.
I honestly don't. Are we just too old and out of touch, though, to not understand?
I just don't think we give a shit.
Well, okay, let's take him out of the equation because nothing he shares is interesting. And that's not necessarily his fault. It's just because nothing here is interesting.
Yeah.
Okay? But, like, are we too old and out of touch to get why, like, people like the Kardashians? Because that's all they do, right, is just say, like, I'm at this club. You know, people are like, wow, who's at that club?
They have fake.
You know, like Elon Musk just tweeted 3 dots the other day. He just tweeted an ellipsis, and it has, like, 800. It has, like, 80,000 likes. You know, like, why?
Sam's got it right.
The guy just wants to flex that he has friends.
Yep.
Pinella.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I got to be honest with you. I'm jealous whenever I see those. They're like, oh, that's what he was doing last night instead of hanging out with me. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, yeah, if you did fun stuff like going to skate, man.
No.
Yeah.
I know the real truth is because Britt is friends with fake nose piercing, and Britt doesn't like me, and so that's what you don't
both
have a choice.
Both are pretty accurate.
Yeah, so you don't have a choice. Mm-hmm. I know. It's fine.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
It's fine.
I
get
like
it. I know my place.
Making you think that that's true, but uh-huh.
No, you don't need to make me think. I know it's true. It's nothing.
No, I know.
It's true. It's that's
strategical,
just
strategical, I know.
It's not strategic. It's
it
just,
was.
It's just a fact.
It was very well built.
No, because you didn't want to
no,
be a part of that.
No, built by me. I built it.
You didn't want to be a part of that.
I did, specifically to make you feel this way.
Seth does fun stuff when he streams that. I don't.
No, he doesn't.
No. Colby doesn't care about what I do.
I don't give a shit.
He doesn't care at all.
About the video games.
No, he doesn't care.
I can't.
I could be a literal millionaire off the internet, and he would care not at all.
I'd be like, give me money.
Yeah, he'd care about the money. He wouldn't care about anything else.
No. Nah.
About why it's special or the community that we've built.
I like the community.
You know.
I do, too.
No, you don't.
I don't like to participate
would
in
you
it.
Rather...
But I like it.
Would you rather go skating with Pinella or do a show? So, yeah, that's all I need to know. That's all I need to know. See? Ballin', shut up. No, we don't. Oh, God.
Well, I know you do.
No, we don't. We don't. We don't. We don't do anything.
We do that.
How do I delete this message?
I don't think you can.
How do I delete just this single?
Don't think you can.
How do I just delete this single message?
Can't do it.
This is what I wanted. How do I? Ballin', God, why you do this to me? How do I turn here? Mod tools. That's what I want. Mod tools. Yeah. Okay, we delete that message. There we go. See, it's not there anymore. It's gone. See,
it's still right there. Though.
Message deleted. All
right, I see
there.
It right
it's
over
gone.
Here though.
It's gone. See. Still there.
Saw it. Still see it. Did you just quit?
Yeah, I'm going to reopen it, though, but now the message is gone, so you don't...
You sure it is?
Yeah, it's gone. You can't see it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's gone, so...
Okay.
So, yeah. We don't talk about you at all in my stream. You're not interesting enough to talk about, so...
Mm-hmm.
That's just a fact. I'm sorry.
Cool.
Sorry. So I guess that's a segue as good as any into a third show, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to do it?
I said I'm fine with the third show.
So Colby wants to do a third show, but only if it's at 5:30 Central Time.
Yep.
Because he wants to do it right after work.
Yep.
So he's going to, like, leave work. He's going to come directly here.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you going to be hungry?
I'll be fine.
What's wrong with 7, man?
It's right smack dab in the middle of the fucking night.
What's wrong with that?
I don't like that.
Why?
I would like to have an actual night.
You have many other nights.
I don't.
You have Monday.
That's 4.
Wednesday.
I had
Friday,
5.
Saturday,
I had 5.
Sunday nights.
Now you're taking another one.
You had 6. Now you have 5.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Those were your nights. That's 6, and I'm taking away Tuesday.
Yep.
Now you have
you
5.
You also take away my afternoon on Sunday.
Oh yeah, your very busy afternoon of laying in bed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine.
I remember on this show you said 5:30. We could do that.
We can do that.
Yeah, we can.
But see, here's the reason we can do it. It's because I can do it anytime because I care about doing the show.
No.
Yes.
That's false.
What do you mean that's false?
I care about doing the show as well.
You care about doing the show
at the right
just prioritized
times.
Underneath laying in bed doing nothing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not really caring about the show, though.
No, but that's caring about my mental state.
Your mental state?
Yeah.
What do you mean your mental
state? If I don't get my fucking night times, I'm going to go mad. You don't have to go and work at a fucking job that you want to die at every goddamn day. The night times are when I get to re-fucking coop. And you're taking one of those, make me work again. I enjoy this show. This is much better than my day job. 1,000%.
Then let's still work. Then let's not do a third show.
But I said I was going to do a third show, and you pressured me to do a new show, and we're going to do the third show.
I don't want you to do something you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be very clear. It's okay if you don't want to do a third show.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They'll roast you. All right?
That's fine.
Let them roast you.
They'll give it up eventually.
Well, I don't know if they will, but just don't let it affect
you.
Okay? Two-hour shows. Well, I mean, we do a three-hour show on Thursday. Technically. We do.
Yes. Yes. That went from 2 hours to being three.
And no, Sam, for you, nothing will change. The third show, well, 5:30 is technically more UK-friendly because it's at, what would that be for you? That would be 11:30 at night, I think. So technically more friendly, but it's still the nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
So... not really. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't want you to do a show you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how I look at it, okay? I'm going to say this. It's going to make me sound self-absorbed. I've already done that once today. Let me do it anyway, okay?
Okay.
And all you people who are subbed to me, thank you. I just want you to know that. My Z-Swigs channel, okay, although it doesn't pay my bills yet, it's growing enough.
Mm-hmm.
I get a paycheck every month from Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank God. All right, thank you all. Okay? I do this show, and now Basic Brain shows up. One is a person who's only subbed here, of course, as I say this. Okay? I do this show strictly because I like to see you,
mm-hmm.
and I like to do it. It's fun. Okay? Mm-hmm. This show is not a moneymaker for me.
No.
Okay?
I mean, it makes money. But
well,
not a lot.
It does. Also, today, of course, we had a tier 3 sub, so it's like mm-hmm. the worst day I could possibly talk about this because it sounds like I'm complaining. I want you to know I'm not complaining. Point is that to me, as like a blanket for my finances, this show doesn't contribute all that much. Does that make sense?
I would agree with you completely on my end as well.
Yes. So here's my point. To me, I can just sit here and do this show for fun as much as you want to do it. Okay?
That
because
was my idea
as
for
long,
this show as well.
As long as Z-Swigs keeps growing,
mm-hmm.
this show cannot make money as long
you're
as
fine.
It wants. Okay?
Right.
Here's the thing. I feel like you want this show to grow because you want it to make money.
I do and don't. Well, I mean, yes, I do. But I don't mind how the pace that it is growing.
So here's the point. You're going to get
is.
Out of this show... what you put into this show.
Yeah.
And if you're fine getting paid every 6 months from this show,
mm-hmm.
we could keep doing the show as we're doing the show, and you can keep getting paid every 6 months.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah. I understand that I'm going to need to put in to make it grow to where it would be profitable.
So if you don't want it to grow...
it's already worth the time because I get to come here and talk shit
with
you.
Oh, man, this just gets me rock hard!
This is not the point! Basement Brain! Gifted subs!
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
He's making this hard for you, not for me.
Why is he making this hard for me?
Because he's giving us money because
he
wants
more! Just gets me rock hard!
No. No, he's giving us money to show you that this show makes money.
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
Jesus.
He just gifted...
oh, man, it just gets me rock hard!
No, that's it. Okay. That was the 5 subs. Okay?
I love you too, Basement.
Well, Basement Ray just gifted 5 subs to the channel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Jeez.
Morris is here again, man. Look at that.
I love Morris. Morris has been around a lot more often. He's moved into his new house.
Oh, that's good.
You know? I saw a picture of him lately. Sexier than ever. Oh, yeah. Okay? That's not true, but I know it's also true at the same time. All right? So here's my point. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to do this show out of obligation.
I mean, sometimes I do, but I always enjoy myself when I come to do the show.
Yes, but
minus
I feel like
Colby plays games. If you, is only for you.
If you add a third show, that's an obligation show. That's not a I love this show so much or I want to see this show grow
no,
and make more money.
No, I do
want to
do
so
a third show.
Show.
I just want it to fit into the schedule that I can actually do to where I'm not driving myself crazy
right.
to where I feel like it's going to be an obligation.
I get that, but like a 5:30 is still an obligation show.
Yeah, but it's easier to do than smack dab in the middle of the night because I can't go to the gym beforehand because I need to eat.
Right.
And then I can't eat after because that's way too fucking late.
Okay.
And then by the time the show is done, I can't do anything because my gym's closed and also I need to go to bed to wake up for the shit job that I have the next day.
Third show is exclusively Colby Plays Game.
Menache, I will send the eagle with the snake down to you to bite your face off.
No, not the eagle with the snake. I cannot do it.
That's also a Mexican thing, and I apologize.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. I feel like you feel like you feel like you have to do the third show.
Yeah, because I do, because I said
don't.
It, and I like my word.
You don't have to
I
do
like
a third
my
show.
Word, man.
I'm giving you an out.
Mm-hmm.
They will blame me. I'm saying you don't have to do a third show. It's more important to me that you have a good time doing this show, because the only reason this show exists right now is to be a good time.
Yeah.
And if half the show isn't, half the hosts
okay,
aren't
here.
Having a good time,
this
it's
is,
not worth
no,
it.
No. You said if we do the show more often, show will grow more.
Yes, but if you don't care about that, then there's no reason to do it.
But I do care about that.
Well, you
just not
enough
like
to
100%.
Enough
like
to give up the, 20 on
to 30%.
Day.
Yeah, because I can't go on Monday because Monday is fucking crazy.
You care about it the minimum amount.
Enough, yes, to add a third show out of my life with things I don't have to do.
But you're only adding it because of a joke you said 6 months ago.
Yes.
You're not like sitting at home and be like, I could do a third show, but it would have to fit with my schedule. That's not what you're doing. Mm-hmm. The third show only exists because of something we said a year ago as a joke.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was way back when we were
yes.
smaller.
Mm-hmm. When no one was watching us.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's your fault.
It is, well, I mean.
It's your fault.
I mean, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if the show keeps growing off the back of Z-Swigs, I'm fine with that. I'm happy with that. I want more people to watch this show. I do 5 shows. I've said that. But I do this as my job. It's different than what you do.
Yeah.
I don't.
But you don't do this as your job.
Well, I do. It's a lot of work.
This show?
I put way more into this show than you do.
Yes.
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 But I have more time to do it because this is my job.
Uh-huh.
But I also could, for my sanity, put less into this show. and it could stay the way it is, just grow based off my own viewers coming over here. I mean, Basement Brain, I think Ball and Hobo found this show first. But Loyal, Acid, Menace, they're all Z-Swigs first. And that's fine. I like that. I hope that they like both.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay if that's
it
how it grows.
More of you for them.
Well, that's
they don't
yes.
like you said. They're not coming here for me. They're coming here for you.
Right. So
I'm
why
just
add a third
here.
Show to hate yourself for? That's my point.
Because it's not to hate myself. I would enjoy doing it. I just want it to be as
I
because I do enjoy my free time
here.
As well.
Hey chat.
To have my own
it's
brain.
Me. It's me, Seth, aka Z-Swigs. How you doing? I said my name wrong. How you doing? Okay. How you doing? I will add an extra hour to my stream instead of a third show. What would you prefer? Go.
Your show.
Yeah. I'll add an extra hour to Z-Swig streams every day.
No, I said your show.
Yes.
They would prefer your show.
Right.
They wouldn't prefer this.
I'm trying to give you an out. Just say no third show, and it'll be my fault.
Do you want me to say no third show
I
for your
I
kind of
do,
sanity?
Because I know... No, not for my sanity.
Oh, you sure?
Yes.
You're pushing it real hard on me. I'm fine with the third show.
I don't think you are!
I think I am. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. You don't know.
I do know! I've known you for years. I know.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's for my sanity. I don't want to do a third show.
I think it's mainly for Chris's sanity.
Dude, Chris can suck it. Okay? When she's lounging in her lawn chair in Fort Collins.
Honest to God, this is probably both better for the two girlfriends.
Well, Britt already hates me. It's too late for that.
Yeah.
I can't appease her. I care about you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Care about you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want in Lego building stream. And I was planning on streaming an extra hour anyway to my stream, just for the record. So.
I was thinking we could try it. If it was at 5:30, we could try it, see if it grows. If they don't watch, then it ends.
But then it's work. It's more work. You got to update the overlays. You got to do all this stuff. And then if we stop doing it, you got to update the overlays. We got to do all this stuff. That's all on you. You're adding more work to you.
That's a good point.
Where the show, literally, finish the intro. Update the lower third to get rid of Australian time, because I don't like Australians anymore. Those kangaroos are vicious. Okay? Get rid of them.
Okay.
All right? You do that, you don't have to do another thing for this show. We'll come in here. I'll make sure the show is good Thursday and Sundays. Every week that you're available and that I'm available, it's Thursdays, Sundays. Show is great. You can coast on it. If it grows, it grows. If it doesn't, it doesn't. The point is, we're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're having fun, which is really what the discussion is about. I want you to want to be here. And I feel like you're just like, I'll only do it if it's 5:30 because it gets into my time of me laying in bed. That's so low priority that why even do it? It doesn't sound like you want to do it. And that's okay. That's the point. It's okay if you don't want to do it.
I want to do it if it helps grow the show like you say it's going to.
I don't know if it's... Adding an extra show by itself won't help it grow just by itself.
You don't think?
If we want to keep growing, we're going to have to keep working.
Yeah.
Us being here and talking into microphones is not enough.
Not enough.
We are not enough. You know why? Because everyone on Twitch does that. Every single person who's mildly talented on Twitch shows up consistently and talks into a microphone.
Yeah, that's...
That's the baseline.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do that to exist. What makes us grow is everything above and beyond that that sets us apart from everybody else. Whether that's overlays or new bits or segments or whatever. And I'm willing to do all that, but I need you to also be willing to do that. And I don't feel like just saying I could shoehorn it in here on a Tuesday because I have to isn't really you being willing to do that. And that's okay! I don't want people to think that I'm
trying to compromise, man.
I know, but I don't want you to have to. I would rather it be like, hey, let's wait 2 years, and maybe hopefully the show will have grown enough off these two episodes that you're making money every month, and now you feel like it's more important than laying in bed to come do a third show.
Yeah, but the only way it's going to get to that point is if we try to do more,
that's why
me doing a third show is trying to do more.
That's why I said, what made me sound like a big shot is that Z-Swigs is growing good enough that we don't have to do anything, and this show will grow based off the back of my hard work at Z-Swigs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point. And I'm okay with that.
Okay, well then it's either the fact that we keep trying like we're doing, or you need to stop doing as much as you do for this show.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you don't do a third show, the show coasts.
Yeah.
We're going to do great shows twice a week.
Yeah. I mean, even the other work. Like, I post into social as many times as you do. Too much work.
I'll still do that.
Too much work.
I'll still do that.
Too much work.
It's not too much
work. Yeah, because then you're making me look like shit for not doing work.
Just do the intro. Do the intro, forehead.
I need a raise.
Okay, I'll give
for
you...
For all the work I do.
I will give you all of the money... Nope, never mind. I was about to say all the money we made in January, but we just had our biggest day, I think, in years.
Just said it.
But I don't, like, I'm not complaining. I want you guys to be very clear. Like, chat's like, I struggle to pull 5 viewers on a 10-hour stream. And it's like, you have 10 viewers, I'd say that's special. Like, I have more followers, so you definitely have something. Like, that's not what I'm not complaining about our audience. That's not what I'm doing.
Sounds like it.
I'm not doing that. I'm very, very happy. Don't needle me right now!
I'm needling.
Don't do it!
You're needling me.
You know I'm
me.
Very sensitive
I'm
about this stuff.
You.
Because you know that I suck! And all these people are deluded into some reason being here.
No.
I don't know why they're here. I don't know why they give us their money.
Hey.
Hey. Oh yeah, don't be depressing, don't be negative.
Oh yeah, where's that third shot? I didn't take no third shot.
Here's the point. In a nutshell. Okay? In a nutshell. We're going to do these two shows, and we're going to do them amazingly. Okay? Before episode 200, Colby will have finished the intro. Okay?
When's 200?
It's like 6 months from now. We're on episode 140.
I will have it done this week.
Okay.
I just need to sit down and do it.
Okay.
May or may not do it in my job.
I don't care where you do it. Okay? But we'll do an amazing two episodes every week. Okay? I promise you. All right? Everything that we've been doing up to this point will remain.
Yeah.
Regardless of if Colby yells is too much work for me. Okay?
It is.
It's not. It's fine. It's what this show deserves.
Just
this show is great.
About it to me saying I don't do as much.
You don't.
You do. You do.
But this
too much work.
This is my job.
Still too much work.
It's not too much work.
So why would you do that work if you didn't think that it was going to help grow your stream as well as this one? Why would you do that work?
Well, I think, first of all, so as you heard me say and Chad has heard me say 1 million times, rising tide raises all ships. Okay? The better this show does, better Z-Swigs does.
Yeah.
Vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I personally believe that this show is great. Mm-hmm. I think it's better than our 10 average viewers show us, or 12. Our 12 average viewers. I think it's better than that. It's hard to get discovered.
Yeah.
No, it's great. Okay? This show's great. All right?
We
it's great.
We deserve what we get.
Clearly. Yes. What I think is irrelevant.
We're very appreciative for what we have.
To reality,
so
whatever
especially
I think is
me.
Irrelevant. But
I'm always here. I want the third show.
This show's okay. Exactly. Right. Thanks for the host. All right. Here's the thing, though. Okay? I believe that this show deserves more audience. And I personally... I can't look at him right now. Guys, listen, don't look at me. Look away.
No.
Look away. Don't look at me. I personally believe that if I do more for this show and more people watch this show, Colby's going to feel more like he should do it. Because I'm not... don't listen. Take your headphones off.
I'm not fully convinced, Chad, that he actually wants to do these two shows. Okay? All right, I'm not...
I want to do them!
Excuse me, I'm not talking to you right now!
You know, actually, what's more accurate, it's not that I don't want to do these shows, it's that I don't want to go to my regular job.
No, I know that. I know that.
That's what it is.
And you, but if you don't... but and that's a major difference between me and you, and this isn't a negative thing. Okay? It's not a negative thing. I'm willing to work a 40-hour job that I hate and then a 40-hour job outside of that job so one day I don't have to work that 40-hour job. But yeah. I give up all the things that you prioritize.
But also...
that's fine!
I'm not as good as this as you.
Yes, you are!
No!
You're not as good at this, but you're good at other things.
Right.
You could do way... that you're better than me at...
but, I mean, that's why I'm not focusing on this as a future career for me, is because this is not where my skills lie.
That's because part of you thinks I'm going to make it as a Twitch streamer and I'm going to hire you to do all my graphics full-time.
Oh, I'm banking on that.
Yeah, I know you are.
I am banking on that.
That's why I'm going to hire someone else fresh out of college, and I'm going to pay them double what you make.
Probably. I mean, that's where my industry goes anyways.
Yes, this Colby, this show doesn't work without Colby. My Z-Swig show doesn't work without Colby. Half of my personality is based on the fact that we've been friends for so long. This man is my sounding board. I have to bounce things off to him, and he has to say it sucks. And that's the only way it works.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
Compliment me.
I've basically done nothing for your stream.
You've done so much.
No.
Just in my personal growth as a broadcaster.
To be a voice to you, yes.
Yes, that's very important.
Well, yeah.
Because
I mean, that's called friendship, I think. I think it's called friendship.
No, it's not, because you don't walk up to Tone and you don't slap his phone out of his hand. You don't rip that fake nose ring out and be like, stop being you. You suck. Who you are sucks, change!
When did I've done that to you?
Over 10 years, yes. You have done that to me, I guarantee you. Probably the exact phrase at one point.
Probably.
Stop being you, you suck. Mm-hmm. Yes, Ballin, that's the point. Like, the content is one
Fuck
thing.
Fuck off! No, his stream looks professional, too. I didn't touch that at all.
You
that's all you.
You did stuff.
I did not. You created your logo, your color scheme, your layout, everything. The only thing I've done was your emotes.
Yeah, and those are the best part of the stream.
It's not the best part of the stream.
Okay, that's the best part of the stream.
It is a good side of the stream, but it's definitely a very small part of it.
I don't know what menace means. What's that mean?
What'd he say?
Every Laurel needs a Hardy.
Hardy
is that
Laurel?
Like every Cher needs a Sunny?
Probably something like that. I don't know that reference, though.
I don't know what that means.
No idea.
I don't know what that means. Okay, guys.
Pay them to quit jobs.
Yeah. You don't need to do that. Keep
it will get
just support the
where
show
it goes.
As much as you can. Don't go crazy. The show will grow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Those of you who sub, I say this all the time on my stream. If you're here watching and you're not a sub, you don't cheer, you don't tip, you watching is great. Puts us higher up on the Twitch list. More people get in, more people can watch the show, more people can like the show. Okay? Yep. That is incredibly helpful. The people who do chip, dominate. Okay, you people. All right? I had shots kicking in. So what's happening. The people who cheer, tip, and donate. The people who sub. Okay, the tier threes, the gifted subs. You are the people who make it physically possible for me to sit here and do this. Because without money, the way the world works, I can't pay my rent by yelling loudly at them. I wish I could. I would live in a mansion. Because talking loudly is 90% of what I do in my life.
Yeah.
Okay? So you people who can support the show, thank you for giving your money and letting this happen. Okay? You're both very important. You don't need to do anything above what you're capable of doing. Okay? The idea is eventually more money comes in. More viewers come in. We keep doing this. Okay? And maybe when Colby gets to quit his job, we'll do 4 episodes a week or 5 or whatever.
Maybe.
Or he'll keep doing 2.
Things are moving.
And then he'll complain about me as his boss, which is probably most likely.
I have been doing that since I've
yes.
known you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay? Yeah. That's the thing. Spin the wheel.
Let's do it.
Colby's haircut. So no show.
No show.
Okay.
No show.
Okay.
Well, you gotta send me the updated intro thing.
Yes. Well, that's the reason we needed to decide it, because I needed to know what Charles needed to say.
You gotta fill just that.
It'll be easy. I'll just talk slower.
Yeah.
Talk slower. It'll be fine. You don't think I recorded that knowing that I would change it? Maybe.
Yeah. No, I thought you did. Also, every single time I watched it, I never heard Tuesday, because you blow past it. I never heard the Thursday and Tuesday. Never heard it.
It's almost like I said it fast, knowing what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Never heard it.
Yeah. I mean, it would be on screen written.
I mean, yeah, I would have to put it on the screen that is written.
Yeah.
And then once I went to do that, I was like, wait, what?
You want
to
go first? You want me to go first?
You go for it.
Okay.
If you don't get a fucking shot, good.
Have a shot.
Good. Good. Ballin, sell your truck, man. Sell your fucking truck.
I just want to make sure that the people... we do this stuff on the air.
Oh, my God.
That most people would do in private. And I hope you guys know that we appreciate all your support. Yes. And that I don't take it for granted.
A very full
And Colby
shot.
Doesn't either.
I do not.
It's just I'm also very honest with my audience. You get what you pay for.
Damn it!
It's on that one, I think.
Drink and spin again?
Yeah.
No.
It was
you.
On
it
that one.
Take a shot. I'll do that.
It's a very full shot, by the way. Are you back at work tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
That sucks, man. Mm-hmm. That sucks. This is officially half gone now.
Shit.
Yeah.
Was it full?
It was pretty full. However much I drank on Thursday was the only amount taken out, because I haven't drank since then, so.
I haven't been to the gym in a week.
When are you starting your diet, man? Is it starting soon?
Tomorrow.
Chris and I started... the day after New Year's Day.
Yeah. I gave it this weekend is the end, and tomorrow I'm cutting back down.
Yeah, it's tough. What are you doing? Like, anything special?
I'm
or
stop drinking beer.
Okay. What else?
Probably not eat as much. Just
like, are you just literally
size.
Cutting out beers and, like, low calorie or anything special, or just low calorie?
Probably just carbs in the morning.
Okay.
Not really at night.
Okay.
And then, just greens and meats.
Because I'm just doing low calorie. Like, pretty much sandwich and salad for a meal. You know, chicken. Yeah.
Just
salad.
Low portions. Right. I'm going to fucking die, man.
It's actually really difficult because, like, guess what, chat? News bulletin for you. I'm fat. So, like, I can... My daily allotted calories for me to lose 2 pounds a week, which is, like, the most they say to healthily lose so you can actually make habits, is, like, 1,800 calories a day.
Yeah.
Chris's is, like, 900.
Yeah, I mean, 18's not bad.
Well, I can eat a lot. I'm still hungry, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But, like, the problem is that Chris eats a salad and, like, a half a sandwich and half her daily allotment is gone. If I do that, I'm half of what I need to be a healthy eater.
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird. Like, she's just buying me things, like, just literally for calories.
Is the, like, key, like, to eat less, but more often through the day? Like,
well,
eat four
meals?
Well,
what I did the first couple days was, like, I would eat my sandwich and salad, and then I'd be hungry. Okay? And so what I did the last couple days is I would eat, like, I would eat a sandwich, a salad, a banana, and, like, a cheese stick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I would eat them all at once. And then what I did a couple days ago, I started eating the sandwich and salad, waiting a couple hours until I started to feel hungry, eat the banana. Wait a couple hours till I start feeling hungry, eat the cheese stick. Mm. So I am doing that more of like spread out throughout the day.
I think that's the best way to do it because, yeah, otherwise I'm just going to get to a point where I want to eat bad things because that's all I have or something.
I'm the hungry Hulk. It's my secret. I'm always hungry. Am I going on walks? I should be, but I don't have time. Like, I have to go out in the evenings. I should probably start exercising in the evenings. I'm just so freaking tired, dude.
Do it before you start, man.
I can't. I have to work.
Do it before
like you say there's no job. Like I do, still have to make websites.
I've never said.
What I mean is like full time job.
I never said that either.
Okay.
You all what right. you do is definitely full time. What okay. I do on this part is yes. not because I have an entire other full time job that I'm doing.
Well, I work 40 hours live.
Yes,
and then I do 20 hours.
Well, yeah, because you're also your own thing.
Well, I support live.
So you
got to
do a lot more.
But then I also have to make websites for people.
Mm-hmm.
Nah,
the
that
grind's real, man.
It sucks, dude.
I work after hours now, too.
So for me, like, just not
this
having...
This fucking shit... No, I'm kidding.
Like, just not having to walk is better for my mental sanity.
You got to do things while you're walking.
Right, but how am I supposed to make websites while I'm walking?
Visualize them?
Like, honestly, when I do exercise, or, like, what I do is chores. Like, I try to keep up with the chores. Mm. And, like, I'll listen to other podcasts... Which, like, I love Conan. I love Howard Stern. Those are my two people I listen to. Those are who I steal all of my bits from.
There you
all
go.
Right? And then I Stolen. Listen to Menace podcast, but I don't steal his bits. I literally just listen to remind myself how I never want to live in New York City.
Really?
Yeah, it's...
Oh, yeah. I used to want to. Mm-mm.
Dude, listen to Menace's podcast
I can't
for
do
five
it.
Minutes.
Like,
dude.
Does Menace drive...
No.
He's got to not,
takes
right?
public transportation
yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, that's got to suck.
And all I hear about it is how people get in BJs and in subways, or they puking, and they pooping, and
yeah.
they peeing.
Because, like, the good thing about Denver is, like, all the weird
yeah,
shit
drive,
was
yeah.
outside of my car.
Right.
But yes. if I'm in a
He's
got to
walk through it, yeah.
capsule uh-huh. with them, yeah. I would, I could.
And then he's got to walk through it, and he's got to do it in the cold and the hot. I don't know why people live there.
No, me neither.
I don't understand it. Not, like, 9 million people live there, man. Those are the crazy people.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing.
They just, they've either been in it or want to try and restart their life.
Yeah.
I think those are the only two people that live in yeah. New York. Is they've lived there for their entire life and that's all they know. Or they think that it's some golden ticket to
people.
Where
people
you
need
want.
To move to Wyoming.
Yeah. Ooh, there was a whole bunch of land for sale.
Right. No
in
one's
Colorado.
There. No one's there. Like, sure, you'll have to, like, break it in, you
yeah.
know? Because you'll be the first one to live there for a while.
You won't have a lot of stuff near you immediately.
Right, right. But still, you know, overall.
I'm saying they're paying people to live in the land in western Colorado.
Yeah. That's what we need to do, man.
Drive into the mountains for just like 2 hours rather than 7.5.
I do have to be really honest here. Show's wrapping up.
Yeah.
If we wouldn't have played that trailer at the very beginning, there's no chance we would have played it.
No.
Yeah, so Taylor was right. By the way, I would also like to point out, ever since we played that trailer, Taylor has said nothing in chat.
Mm-hmm.
So,
she's not even here.
No, she's not even here.
She's not even here.
She lied to us.
She lied.
And we know. We know she lied, and mm-hmm. I will remember it.
Yep.
Although she also did
she
get
us. She didn't send us this at all.
She also gave us Buffalo Wild
no,
Wings
she
gift
didn't
cards.
Do that.
She also sent us liquor.
She didn't do that at all.
She literally made a reference, like, I don't think chat caught it. We're the only two who would have caught it.
Mm-hmm.
When we watched the trailer, she's like, I wanted to get what I got from The Strangers. Because 10 years ago, we watched The Strangers trailer on the show.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. Back Jesus. Then, it would have been audio only.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't even seen our reaction. She just heard it.
Yeah.
And then she bounced.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can't really get mad at Taylor.
But we're mad.
But at the same time, we can't get mad, right? Like, I'm
oh, yeah.
like, Loyal, grab your pitchfork. Just grab that pitchfork.
There's a text somewhere in this chain of chat that says...
Didn't she promise?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she said, I won't leave, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
I closed it, I can't scroll up.
No.
There's no proof!
Yeah.
It'll be on the VOD, it'll be fine. Well, guys, the show's technically over. Here's what we didn't get to today, okay? We didn't get to...
God, that fucking Bird
Box. I don't know what's going on with Bird Box. I wanted to talk about this because I don't know what's happening with it. I want some explanations. We didn't get to that.
Dude, the only thing is, it's the only thing that came out over the holiday weekend.
It's not because that Black Mirror movie came out, too. The Choose Your Own Adventure Black Mirror movie.
Really? No, I didn't know about that.
I don't know, man. Bird Box. I want to know what it's about.
I want to burn it because I'm sick of seeing it.
I don't get it, dude. It's just, what's the name of that John Krasinski movie? It's Quiet Place.
Yeah,
that movie, but it's blind.
It's right? Also apparently The Happening.
I don't get it, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. Okay, so then we also got Danny DeVito's going to be in the Jumanji sequel.
Oh, that's cool.
Anything we got about Danny DeVito, I'm happy to have it. Could have mm-hmm. talked about that. Probably could have talked about Sahara
he's,
Money Drop.
He's also in some commercials now. I forget what it's for, though.
Does he dye his hair?
Yeah.
Clearly, right? Because he's gray right now. Mm-hmm. It's weird. All right. We also didn't talk about Soulja Boy's company, which I still don't understand. I need someone to explain this to me. Maybe we'll get to this on Thursday.
Yeah, you
can. What's this? Oh, this volcano erupting. I really just want to watch this movie with you because it's sweet. Just awesome footage.
A movie?
It's real life. It's just footage of a volcano erupting.
Okay.
You know? There you go. And then I also still don't care about the whales, and I want to know why people care about whales. Look at that dead whale. I hate whales. I don't know why I should care about whales.
I don't know why you
No one can
hate
tell me
whales,
why I care about
bro.
Whales. I don't. Okay, I don't hate whales.
You just said you hate the whales.
Okay, I might have been the whiskey me clapping
That's
at the dead whale.
That's probably the whiskey.
I don't want to clap the dead whale. Mm-hmm. Okay, I feel bad if whales are dying. I get why whaling is bad. Okay, I get that because mm-hmm. it's just hunting for no reason. Okay, I get that. At the same time, I don't know why they care so much about whales. I don't know about whales, dude. People obsessed with whales that don't get whales.
I thought
Stop
they were
with the
like-
whales.
Thought they were endangered for a little bit in time, bro.
What do whales do, man?
They
Who cares about whales?
Eat plastic.
That's probably why they're endangered.
Take some of them out, yeah.
I just don't know why I should care about whales. Okay? I need someone to tell me why I should care about whales.
Yeah, Japan don't give a shit, man. Japan's just over
Well,
there
I read
like,
some comments
don't give a shit.
In the Reddit thread, and they're basically like, whaling to Japan is like coal for America. There's a very small contingent of people who really think whaling is important to the Japanese economy.
Hmm.
When in reality, just like coal in America, it's not important at all. Everyone's moved on.
Yeah.
So this is Japan's coal. And you know what? I don't care about coal either. All right? Coal being dead. All right? I don't care. I don't know why whales. I just don't get it.
Drogan,
so.
You're super late, bro.
Yeah, Drogan, welcome to the stream. All right, so the show's over. I did that just for Drogan.
Yeah.
Drogan, how you doing? That's good to see. So here's what we decided. Intro on Sunday? New intro Sunday? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because you wrote me a text message that was too complicated for me to read and understand. That sounded really like it was a pain in the butt for you to do stuff.
It is.
Okay.
Very much so.
I mean, what's episode one?
Because the last intro I did was a minute and 12 seconds.
Yes, this one's 7 minutes long.
This one's seven times that amount of time.
Well, a little
Give
less.
It doesn't have as much for me to do.
Okay, yes.
But there is still stuff I could do and would want to do. Like, I mean, all the pictures...
Okay.
I would like to take and make a cool slideshow rather than just flash.
I would like that as well.
Flash.
Okay, so episode 146 is Thursday, 147 is Sunday.
How about 150? If it's not
that
by
would
150.
Be a, that would be a Thursday, though.
151.
How about we could do 149 or 151?
149. Yes.
So that's a week, 2 weeks from today would be the deadline.
That is definitely enough time.
If you get it done before then, mm-hmm. I'll just tweet it.
Okay.
I'll put it in the Discord.
Yeah.
People will figure it out.
That
okay?
Good.
Let's just do it that way.
And then I'll make it real special.
Yes, because we want it to be really good because we don't ever want to change it. Because mm-hmm. it's real good.
True.
I say we change it every 200 episodes. Episode 500, new intro.
I'm going to take out the photo of me chugging whiskey like a retarded person.
Oh, come on, man. Well, I did give Colby a carte blanche to be like, if you've got photos of me, put them in there.
I do have a couple videos.
Because they're all you.
Yeah.
Every.
They're not.
Every one of them is you.
I'll have to go back through and see if I can't find photos. I was looking for videos.
And like, to be clear, you can change the runtime. As long as it's not over 10 minutes, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just adjust. It's fine.
Okay.
I was just proud of the 7 minutes. It doesn't need to be 7 minutes. So if you need
exactly
to,
seven,
like,
minutes.
If you need to extend the song, I don't want to give any spoilers, but if you need to extend the song to include videos of me, not the one of me in a thong, but other videos,
I'm doing that one.
No, that'll get us banned. But any other videos, okay? Mm-hmm. Any of that, feel free. This is stuff we could talk about on air, but I just did a shot, so now I'm just talking.
Yeah.
It's a good thing this music bed is 5 minutes long.
That is good.
Yeah. So, guys, thanks for being here. We appreciate you. Thanks for coming back and watching after our 9-day vacation. I am so paranoid by the vacations that, like,
oh, yeah,
that no one will show back up.
There's another one coming up.
In March?
No, wait. I don't think I'll need to miss a show for that. Going to Texas. But it's a Friday. And then I think I'm driving back Saturday. So no skipping shows, bro. I fucked with you. It was a joke.
Acid
was. It was a diggity joke.
They all want us to do a goodbye spin, man. Let's just do it.
We did.
We gotta start diets tomorrow. We can't do this. We can't do this after today because Colby's gonna be on a diet, and I'm gonna feel bad for derailing him. All right. Okay.
That's my shot. Okay.
Okay, you go first. Spin again.
Oh, god damn it. No, Ballin.
Drink and spin again.
No!
Sorry, man. You should have let me go first. Okay.
Oh, god fucking shit.
He's got to spin again, so. Taylor's not even here to witness this. Okay.
God, please be Miss a Turn. Please be Miss a Turn. Yes!
Miss a Turn!
Yes!
Okay, my turn to do it.
That didn't just happen.
I just broke the wheel, chat!
No, you didn't. It looks like you did.
I think it's a magnet. It's a magnet.
Oh,
okay, we're good. Oh, it fell down again.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, you broke it.
No, it's got to snap in. We're good. Hold on.
Have a shot. Have a shot.
Have a shot. Have a shot.
Have a shot. Have a shot. All right. Well, we got, what is that?
30 seconds.
30 seconds?
Guys.
Oh, okay, we're good.
Thanks for being here.
Yes.
Appreciate you. If you're listening on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or Spotify, thank you. Come to twitch.tv/SethandColby. Hit the sub button. It's much appreciated. It does support the channel. Quit taking things for free.
It does.
I mean, if you're taking things for free, that's fine. We're glad you're listening. We truly are, but come give us some money. It does help us keep the butts
like
in the seat.
Money.
You know? And we appreciate you. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. There's a Reddit. They're all Seth and Colby. The Twitter is at Seth and, the YouTube. We have a Seth and Colby. I don't know why I would ever talk about the YouTube. It doesn't matter.
We don't have a YouTube.
Well, it don't matter. Join the Discord. Also, merch. P.O. Box 75648, Wichita, Kansas 67275-5795. Also, they sent us liquor.
Thank you.
That's it, right?
Thanks, guys.
I think that's it.
Love you.
Are we done? Did I forget anything?
No,
I think we
good.
Got it all.
You good.
Okay. Guys, hope you know that me personally, speaking only for me, I love you. I want you.
Love you too.
Shut up. It's my time. You can do yours after me.
I love you too.
I want you deep inside me.
That's the liquor.
Especially Menace and Basement Brain.
Minuche?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Minuche.
I want you to strip off all of my clothes and take Minuche down to the cellar, to the door marked the Red Room of Pain. And I want you to tell me about your life and slap me across the bottom.
Okay, that's it. Okay, you want to do yours now?
No, good night, people.
Okay,
thanks.
We'll see you later, guys. Love Thanks you. For being here. We love you. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.